News this hour, Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. G7 summit underway in France. President Trump and world leaders tackling a variety of issues. Meanwhile, an initial agreement between the United States and Iran to extend the ceasefire is inching toward a formal signing. That's despite some questions over the fate of Tehran's nuclear program and an offensive by Israel in Lebanon that could prolong the fighting. California Governor Gavin Newsom responding to investigations that he says are being led by President Trump.
Newsom is accusing the Trump administration of targeting him for political purposes as he weighs a presidential bid. Newsom says in a video posted on X that in recent days, federal agents have knocked on the doors of his friends and former employees and have asked for records. In the video, Newsom tells his wife that he loves her.
You have not earned a single one of the indignities that he's trying to inflict on you and our children.
Newsom also has a message for President Donald Trump.
Mr. President, come after me. I'm not going anywhere, and the country is watching.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Military plane crash in California Monday.
A B-52 bomber crashed shortly after takeoff at Edwards Air Force Base Monday in Southern California's Mojave Desert. Military officials said a huge plume of smoke was coming from the scene. The military aircraft, a Boeing B-52 Stratofortress, is a long-range bomber that usually carries a crew of five.
That is Jennifer King reporting. There were eight people on board there. Were no survivors. Authorities say two people are dead after a base jumping accident in a Utah canyon. And Russia sending more drones and missiles into Ukraine overnight. 11 people have been killed, 53 wounded, many of them civilians. More on these stories, townhall.com.
About a month ago, I told you about the amazing new documentary, The Story of Everything, in over 600 theaters for several weeks and had tremendous success. Now you can watch it from the comfort of your own home through exclusive streaming access. For decades, we've been told we're here by accident. Life is a total fluke. But what if the actual science tells a very different story? Yes, The Story of Everything is a film that Hollywood would never green light, that atheists and the mainstream would rather you didn't see, because it explores the staggering math of intelligent design. For life to exist, the probability of creation being an accident totally vanishes. The evidence points to a designer and challenges evolution with hard science and undeniable logic. And now it's available through streaming with discounted pricing options so you can easily watch it at home or share it with your friends. Give scientific truth a platform. Simply go to thestoryofeverything.film/Larry. thestoryofeverything.film/Larry.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Morning, and I don't know exactly what the problem is here, but the Bay Bridge, since I sat down here about 45 minutes ago or so, is one lane on the eastbound side. The right lane is open. The left lane has a red X. I see some traffic kind of cheating a little bit towards the end of the bridge going back over there, but for right now, it's a single lane to the right on the Bay Bridge eastbound. We'll keep an eye on it. We had seen at least some brake lights going up to the top of the bridge. Big wreck out in the western part of the state, and I-70 eastbound before Interstate 81 is affected there in the area of Exit 18. It's a tractor trailer on its side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cooler for your Tuesday morning. Temps this afternoon in the mid to upper 70s, even some lower 80s with mostly sunny skies. We'll be warmer on Wednesday and tracking more storms rolling in on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
55 degrees in White Marsh and 54 in Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The chief engineer of the cargo ship that caused the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge has been charged. He's facing a federal charge of violating the Ports and Waterways Safety Act. A deferred prosecution agreement has been reached, meaning the charge could be dismissed if he complies with certain terms. Prosecutors allege he knowingly and willfully failed to notify the U.S. Coast Guard about hazardous hazardous conditions on the Dolly before the 2024 collapse that killed six road workers. In May, an unsealed indictment revealed criminal against the ship's owner and operator. And Mayor Brandon Scott will be signing a bill today that will set clear zoning standards for smoke shops in the city. The city council bill will regulate the distance smoke shops can be from schools, recreation centers, and parks, and it will set how far apart the shops can be from one another. Smoke shops that are already in business but not within the new zoning limits will have 2 years to close. City Council President Zeke Cohen and Councilman Zach Blanchard will join the mayor for the 11 a.m. bill signing. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 504. The pick four, 9112. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Late-night baseball for you tonight as the Birds begin a nine-game, three-city road trip in Seattle with first pitch slated for 9:40 p.m. Baltimore baseball fans getting a bit restless as the team continues to dog-paddle its way towards the season's midway point. Manager Albernaz hoping to change some minds.
When I got the job, everyone that I have talked to, fans, you know, people around Baltimore, they kept on saying like they want a team that embodies this city. And I think this team embodies this city and what we do.
Brandon Young takes his 3.04 ERA to the hill tonight opposite Logan Gilbert. World Cup action yesterday, all four games ending in a tie, but all eyes were on the Blue Sharks of Cape Verde.
Edgy clipping it in, Cucurella getting it behind to a dangerous area. It's hooked away, it's fired just over. Rosinha makes the save.
Call on Fox Sports Spain, otherwise known as La Roja, out shooting the Blue Sharks of Cape Verde 27-6. But 40-year-old goalkeeper Vozinha with seven saves, many spectacular. Cape Verde, the 64th ranked team in the world, plays number three Spain to a 0-0 tie. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Padres pitcher pays the price. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your
top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, June 16, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Welcome back to the program. Coming up in this hour, Fells Point is out of control. It's chaos. Shots being fired. People being shot in the leg, people running for their lives. We'll tell you what happened over the weekend. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, says President Trump and his Justice Department are targeting him and his wife. See, that's all about. But our top story here today, Governor Wes Moore continues his Delivering for Maryland tour. Oh, he's delivered so well. He delivered the largest tax increase in the history of the state of Maryland. He delivered the highest energy costs in the history of the state of Maryland. He's delivering all right, but in a very bad and negative way. But Delivering for Maryland, he was in Salisbury, the Eastern Shore, where Spotlight on Maryland's Gary Collins caught up with him. And the issue now is, as I said, the energy issue, I think, is the Democrats' Achilles heel this year. Republicans need to be exploiting this. And the issue is already becoming central to this election cycle. Energy costs emerging as one of the most visible affordability concerns for Marylanders across this state. The governors frequently blame PJM Interconnection, the grid operator, and President Trump for Maryland's energy increases. That is a completely a false accusation, by the way. And a major driver of the spike was set in motion way before Trump returned to the White House. We'll have details on that coming up in just a second. But according to data published in May, U.S. Energy Information Administration, Maryland's residential electricity customers have now seen a 17% increase in electricity costs, placing the state the highest. It is the highest increase in the entire country when it comes to electrical costs, electrical prices. So here at Salisbury 2 weeks ago, Gary Collins of Spotlight on Maryland confronted the governor on these increased electricity costs.
Your campaign website says that you've lowered energy bills, but really the number one complaint that we hear across the state is people are seeing historically high energy bills, sometimes exceeding hundreds of dollars before you ever took office, based off of today's rates that they're seeing. Are you being misleading, and are you leaving ratepayers behind?
No, I'm not being misleading. In fact, what I just said is exactly what we stand by. We are watching energy prices skyrocket over the past year and a half.
But what are you doing to cut costs here in Maryland?
We are watching energy prices skyrocket over the past year and a half. What we have done in terms of providing now $300 million of support for Maryland, for Maryland families and energy relief is a real thing. That is a fact check thing.
Well, let's break it down. The $200 million they provided were two $40 rebates spread out over a year. That was last year, 2025. So you got a $40 rebate and you got another $40 rebate on your bill. Meanwhile, your bill has gone up by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in 2025. This year, $100 million went in the Utility Relief Act, which is basically $150 a year or $12.50 a month. Okay? So the total relief for 150 plus two, it's 80, $230 in 2 years. And some people's bills went up that much in 1 month. So again, the governor being a little disingenuous, but he continues to shift and dodge and place the blame on President Trump.
So us as governors, we're just going to do everything that we can do to make sure we're making life a little bit easier, despite the fact that we, you know, are having decisions being made in Washington, D.C. that seem to not at all be interested in actually focusing on quality of life and the prices that we're paying.
Are you doing enough, sir?
Got to get people out of this life. Thank you, everybody. Take a quick selfie and then get everybody in shape.
Of course.
Not much of a direct answer from the governor about your energy bills.
Of course, he doesn't have any answers. That's the problem. That's why he doesn't want to, you know, answer me. It's why he speaks in vague generalities and, oh, we love $300 million. He knows this is a... That's the reason why we got this Utility Relief Act the last second in the 11th hour of the Maryland General Insane Asylum. And more on this coming up in just a second. It's 6:13. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the word was it was overnight construction in the left-hand lane there at the Bay Bridge eastbound. I never saw it. I didn't see any active work. That has now cleared. So we've gone back to both lanes green on the eastbound side. We did have a backup at Sandy Point. Now all of that is gone and much better headed over towards Route 8 at Stevensville. The westbound side has three lanes clear. Beltway locally looks good right now. No delays, no problems early. Both the tunnels are clear. The big wreck is out in the western part of the state. Tractor trailer on its side, and the word is right now it's going to be there for a while. Eastbound I-70 as you're traveling before Interstate 81. at exit 18. They're going to be sending some traffic off onto the side road there. Probably, I think that may be 144 in that area, but we'll check. But either way, it's been there since right before 4 o'clock, and all the eastbound lanes on 70 still block multi-mile backup through there on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Mostly sunny today and highs in the upper 70s to low 80s as this cooler weather continues, at least for today and into this evening. Tomorrow now, sunshine again with a chance of some thunderstorms on Thursday. So we start to warm up on Wednesday through Thursday of this week. So today's going to be pretty nice, just like it was yesterday as well. Right now we're looking at 56 and sunny in Columbia, 63 under sunny skies in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news for you today. After winning his match at the White House, UFC fighter Josh Hokit took to the microphone, we played it for you yesterday, and said Michelle Obama is a man. Dana White saying that he defends his fighters' freedom of speech, but he doesn't like it when they become personal insults. So Hokit later apologized, saying he misspoke. He meant to say Michelle Hussein Obama is a man.
Wrong name.
New York City will celebrate the Knicks NBA championship with a ticker tape parade this Thursday. Mm-hmm. So New York, right? Celebrating by littering.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Classic.
Set some school buses on fire. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Castro Trudeau is catching flack at home for skipping Canada's opening World Cup match to watch the U.S.-Paraguay game in Los Angeles, where his girlfriend Katy Perry performed. Now, a couple of things. One, he had advocated a boycott of the U.S. ever since the trade war, the tariff wars. He said, don't buy U.S. products. Meanwhile, he's here in the United States.
Right.
And number two, he skipped the Canadians game. And number three, he's rooting for the USA. Not a good look.
What a mess. No.
A Texas woman is suing McDonald's, claiming an Egg McMuffin she purchased in Times Square in New York City was laced with, wait for it, contaminants, poisons, toxins, parasites, bacteria, and other germs.
That's just from walking out there.
What? No Ebola?
That's just from grabbing the door handle.
Exactly.
Rainn Wilson, who portrayed Dwight Schrute in The Office, could not be, he said The Office could not be made today because of the, it's too politically incorrect. Mm-hmm. You know, so again, man, that's because everybody works from home now as well. So nobody knows what an office looks like anymore.
The sequel.
Exactly. Hey, today is the 57th anniversary of Chuck Whitaker's beginning of his traffic career.
Happy anniversary, Chuckles.
When Chuck first started reporting on horseback, there weren't that many cars.
The
there
covered
were just
wagon
some
reports.
Covered wagons, and there was only a couple of roads. But, you know, everybody gets their start somehow. But we thought throughout the course of the show, we're going to look at some of Chuck's highlights here on first
take about a minute.
Sean and Frank, and then the morning drive, and now Casey and Company.
I'm the same person in a time capsule.
Buried in the side of a building someplace. Do you know when I started, there was one FM station in Baltimore?
Is that it? Is that right? Which
That's
one?
That's it. Yep. It was WBAL-FM.
Which is now 98 Rock. Music. Yeah, well, now 98 Rock, right?
Yep, later on.
Yeah.
But in 1969, that was it.
That was it.
There
wow.
were no FM stations.
I'm a little bit surprised that, you know, that, yeah, I guess you are old enough that the very early stages of FM. And you're around with your buddy Marconi as well, was dabbling in AM.
Yep. I was there when they went from the very calm music to 98 Rock, and at midnight they went, this is 98 Rock.
And wow.
Went, what the hell is that?
That's cool, though.
And then you found out, of course. Here's another little highlight from one of Chuck's best.
Oh, my God, I can't go in and do this.
That was the
that
first
was
day.
This morning.
That was the first day of his career. Let's do one more here, Chris.
It's an adrenaline rush.
That's what you get. You get a lot of these kinds of things. But no, your first. When did you start in the air?
I was actually did my first report from the traffic helicopter for WFPR. 4:10 p.m. was the very first report, June 16th, 1969.
Okay, so
you
started in the air. You didn't even start on the ground.
Started in the helicopter, yes.
You went right to the air as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And, back, I, and, you know, and like I said, I've told this story a million times. when Harry Shriver and those guys asked me to try out, I told them, I said, yeah, I'll do it. I got down there and got in this damn helicopter. They took me up. I'd never been in anything. I'd never flown in nothing.
Yeah.
And they took me up in this helicopter, never had recorded my voice, had never been in a radio station. All that happened in the same day.
Was that a helicopter a Sikorsky?
That's real nice. Yeah, I really didn't sit inside. They pulled me up with straps.
And just right. dragged they pushed me across. You in across the
he
highways.
He was in a harness.
Like, what a son of a gun. I almost said something bad there. But there I was. I mean, you know, it's a strange thing for a 19-year-old kid, you know, to get up in this thing and go, where are the doors? Oh, yeah. It's hot.
Where's the stewardess? That's what I said on the bus.
You were belted in, though, right?
Belted in,
yeah.
But they took the doors off.
Right.
Oh, you were and just thought, flying around with no doors?
Were you scared?
Well, I didn't show it.
Yeah.
No, until you got up.
They had been up somewhat.
And they saw the seat
about 400 feet off the ground, and, you know, maybe about 700 feet finally. And I'm looking at it. But it was so interesting to see everything. And I finally said to the pilot, I said, do you think we could fly past Fort McHenry on the way back? Because I didn't know whether I'd ever get the job or not. And we flew over Fort McHenry, and that was the highlight of the whole deal.
All right. Well, 57 years ago today.
That is fantastic.
June 16th.
Wow.
Congratulations, Chuck. What a great career.
Another Chuck Roach.
It's going down in flames now, but, you know, it's
been real nice.
I demand another Chuck Roast.
Yeah, when they say it's already downhill, son, it's going downhill.
That's right. All downhill from there.
Look, I'm here with my friends and all the listeners that pay attention, and we have fun back and forth on Facebook and everything. I mean, it couldn't be any better for me on this side.
You're absolutely right, and the best in the business. I've always said it, and I still maintain it, even though we give you a hard time.
That's all right.
All right.
I know where it comes from.
It is. It's from a place of love.
I would hope to say that, Mr. Casey. Yes. Uh-huh. Let's not start crying.
Let's watch what we're talking
about.
That's
enough sappy stuff for this morning.
Right.
All right, we're seeing a couple. 6:21, 21 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority, Citizens for Patrick Dyer, Dwayne Verderam, Treasurer.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County, because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, committee to elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, treasurer.
How did a freshman legislator land a seat on the House Armed Services Committee? It usually takes about 20 years of congressional service or actual military experience. But her? Zero combat boots, zero Pentagon time. So tell me, how did that happen? Maybe it's experience points from TikTok. Defending America should not be on-the-job training. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I approve this message, paid for by Flowers for Maryland, Ed Burlett, treasurer.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23, and it's time for traffic and weather on the threes, and for his 57th anniversary as a traffic reporter.
Sometimes things just suck.
And thank you very much for that. Here is Lug Nuts Johnson.
I knew we should have erased all those a long time ago. Gonna be this way all morning, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. At least the first guy who brought me on, who was Johnny Contino, said, here's the newest member of the WFBR Air Force. And now I have this. look what it's become. 895 southbound is beginning to slow. Around O'Donnell Street, we're actually going to feel that impact back towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So nothing up ahead. Everybody's going into the tunnel. But it's up to about a 5 to 7 minute delay right now. 95 next door is still clear. Beltway, nothing major yet. The west side starting to fill in just a bit between Liberty Road, I-70, and Route 40. And if you're coming downtown early, JFX is fine. Between Ruxton Road and the ramps at St. Paul Street, Maryland Avenue, and down to the Guilford Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEB.
Chuck, you got a few minutes?
Yep.
We have a caller who wants to wish you a happy anniversary. First off, your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, highs near 80, 55 right now in Owings Mills. And Dr. Mike Allen, the bonehead economist, is with us and would like to say something to Chuck Whitaker. Good morning, Dr. Mike.
Happy anniversary, Mr. Chuck.
Thank you.
Happy 57th.
I do appreciate
it.
Are you still wearing your cargo shorts and your black socks? Because I've been scarred ever since I saw that.
You're the one that takes care of the. Well, like your wife says, you love telling people where to go.
That's right.
That's true.
He's been a whole career of that, and he gets paid for it as well. So
I do. Oh, that's right.
Sometimes,
yeah. In a polite way, I tell them where to go.
Exactly.
Well, you did an excellent job. I'm just proud of you. That's good for you.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Dr. Allen. Appreciate that. Thanks for weighing in. And, of course, he's a legendary career himself. So.
Yeah, like I said, I've been scarred ever since I saw
that. Yeah, I know. We'll never be the same. That was in Jamaica when we had our little...
Yes, it was. And he was on all fours, which made it even worse.
Yes, it was. Imagine the guard that stumbled upon him.
Yes.
All right. We'll see you in a couple. Thanks, buddy. 626, 26 minutes after the hour. So, Governor Moore has got no answers. Remember... Well, let's play this clip, and this is clearly he's trying to shift the blame, and he's going after President Trump over these escalating, skyrocketing. Remember who did predict that electricity costs would skyrocket? It was a president. It just wasn't President Trump. It was President Barack Hussein Obama that said under, you know, his Green Raw deal or whatever it was his deal back then. That's again. Remember, he said the oceans would rise and all this other stuff. And I remember it was in Denver. I think the speech was in Denver. They had the columns in back of him, and he said that costs would skyrocket, but we had to get climate change under control. I'll see if we can find that clip a little bit later on. But here's Governor Moore blaming President Trump.
The fact that we've seen how unnecessary foreign wars that we prompted are now making energy prices and gas prices more expensive. Those are things that I and every governor in this country wish we could do something about. But we know that's uniquely the White House's responsibility.
No, well, yeah, again, the White House has made us energy dominant. The White House had us down to $2.89 a gallon. Gas reached $5 a gallon under Barack Hussein Obama, the media was okay with it. When gas reached $5 a gallon under Chairman Joe, the media was okay with it. But now, not so much, only because this president is doing everything he can to stop Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. But let's face it, it's Democrat policies. That not President Trump. When you look at it, the PJM interconnection auction for electricity was held in 2024. That was at least several months prior to President Trump taking office in January of 2025. In that year, the capacity auction volume was more than 800%. So, again, you have the PJM capacity auction happened before President Trump was in office. You had Governor Moore and the Democrats with their Climate Control Act of 2022, in which they put this Green Raw deal here in Maryland. You have the governor that wants to ban the sale of fossil fuel powered vehicles, gas powered vehicles, by 2035. That all happened prior to President Trump taking office. And now you can see why. He is full of prunes, as they say. He's not delivering for Marylanders. He is certainly, again, this is a change election. And if you want to change the direction of the state and you want to get costs under control, you want a government under control, this is the way you do it. And it starts at getting out right now and getting a primary, Republican primary, of course, and getting a good challenger to go up against Governor Moore. By the way, contractors, when you're trying to keep a kitchen or remodel project moving, timing does matter. That's why you should get to know Mike and his team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County to help contractors with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops without making that process more complicated than it needs to be, believe me. Whether you need cabinets or granite, quartz, or quartzite, they can help you keep the job moving. Stop by the Baltimore County showroom on Joppa Road or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com. Tell Mike and the staff that I sent you. It's 6:30, time for the latest news headlines, and with the update, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Brought to you by Audiology Associates. A Dundalk man has been convicted in connection with a 2025 shootout in Baltimore's Federal Hill neighborhood. Deontay White was found guilty of firing 16 shots in the gun battle between the occupants of two vehicles in the 1500 block of South Hanover Street. A 32-year-old man was injured in the shooting. White could face a prison sentence of up to 70 years when he's sentenced on September 17th. He's also facing an additional 15 years for violating his probation in a Baltimore County case. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates says this conviction sends a clear message that reckless acts of retaliatory gun violence will not be tolerated. And the search for a Towson University student who went missing in the Potomac River will resume today. 20-year-old Nazir Bell was swimming with friends near the Billy Goat Trail in Montgomery County Sunday evening when he went missing and is presumed to have drowned. The search for Bell began Sunday and resumed Monday with Swiftwater teams and the U.S. Park Police Eagle One helicopter. Pete Perringer with the Montgomery County Fire and Rescue Service says the search will continue today. And the iconic 8x10 Club in Baltimore's Federal Hill community will not be shutting down after all. The owners announced in January that they would close on June 30th, but new owners and management will be taking over the music venue with plans to make improvements and reopen in October. The Rising Sun Presents event production company out of Ardmore, Pennsylvania, and musician Chris Jacobs will operate the new club. Over the decades, the 8x10 has hosted local bands and national acts, including Billy Joel and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And the Maryland Department of Natural Resources has awarded competitive grants for 9 flood reduction and restoration projects. The $690,000 will help communities plan and design solutions to withstand flooding and other weather-related events. It's 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. 1 out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
New problem coming up from the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County. The wreck is northbound 95 at Powder Mill Road. They pushed it to the shoulder very quickly, but already we have a backup there coming up from the Capitol Beltway, though right here at Powder Mill Road, the pace is better. So with the vehicles off to the side now, that may begin to clear, but right now 4 or 5 minute delay as you're coming up from the ramps at the Capitol Beltway through there. Big wreck out in the western part of the state, eastbound I-70 with an overturned tractor trailer before Interstate 81 in the area of the exit 18 mile marker. And right now they're sending traffic onto Route 40 around that as the detour route. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cooler for your Tuesday morning. Temps this afternoon in the mid to upper 70s, even some lower 80s with mostly sunny skies. We'll be warmer on Wednesday and tracking more storms rolling in on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The O's about to embark on perhaps their toughest week of the season, playing the Mariners tonight. The AL runner-ups from a year ago, and then on to Los Angeles to face the two-time defending World Series champion Dodgers. Now, Brandon Young will be on the hill for Baltimore tonight. Pitched a gem last time out against Seattle. Asked where he thinks he's grown the most.
Just being myself more. Being just really confident. Being a part of the team. I definitely feel just a part. And I love these guys, and I think they love me too. And
Young, seven innings of shutout ball against Seattle last Wednesday. Just two hits and two walks allowed. Meanwhile, Padres pitcher Rob Marinaccio paying the price for what he did on Saturday at Camden Yards.
Look out, Gunnar Henderson hit in the back. The two-out space is empty. With fastball at 94. Very well could be an ejection, and there is.
All on Padres TV, Marinaccio hitting Gunnar Henderson in retaliation for Trey Gipson, hitting Xander Bogaerts earlier in the game, hit him in the head, had to leave the game with a concussion. Marinaccio has been suspended three games. Padres manager Craig Stamen suspended for one game. The incident also took a toll on Orioles manager Craig Albernaz, who was scrutinized by the media and Oriole fans for this remark about the hit-by-pitch after the game.
No, I'm not saying what the ball to Gunnar was on purpose, but it was done the right way. And that's why there was no gripes from us, and Gunnar was fine with it, and we just took it to first base.
I think Gunnar may disagree, and Orioles fans do as well. Elsewhere in baseball, the first cycle of the season hit last night at Wrigley Field. John Ciambi had the call on the Marquee Sports Network in Chicago. Crow Armstrong single in the seventh did the trick, and the Cubs would walk off the Rockies 5-4 the final last night. Meanwhile, the beautiful game was politically charged at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, where Iran tied New Zealand 2-2 in World Cup play. Pre-Iranian revolutionary flags were widespread at the game. The Iranian anthem was booed pre-game, and the Iranians were escorted out of the stadium and onto their plane immediately after the game. Iran team manager Amir Galiani claiming that his team was the most oppressed in the tournament, which is rich coming from an Iranian official after what they've done to their own people in their country. The time now is 6:37. When we return, Pride Night takes a turn in San Francisco.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Ed Hale. Maryland families have had enough. Higher taxes, rising fees, and electric bills that keep climbing month after month. That's why I'm running for governor. To restore affordability, lower costs, and put Maryland families first. But we need strong conservatives in Annapolis to help get it done. That's why I'm proud to endorse Matt Fox for state senate. Matt Fox is a proven conservative who will fight alongside me to restore accountability and make Maryland affordable again. Please vote Ed Hale for governor and Matt Fox for state senate.
I am Matt Fox, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Matt Fox. Karen Donahue, treasurer.
First of all, did you see any of the Iran-New Zealand game yesterday?
I did not, no.
It was a great game.
I was
game.
Riveted to the Spain-Cape Verde 0-0 exciting match.
Were you really riveted to that 0-0? In what other sport?
I will only watch USA when they play. Okay. And, again, maybe towards the end I'll watch, you know, maybe a few in the knockout round.
You just can't watch soccer.
Not for great periods of time. Not like I can sit in front of a TV and watch football all day.
Right.
I can watch hockey all day.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball, eh. Baseball, you know.
In and out.
In and out. Soccer, it's only, it's like golf. I only watch during the Ryder Cup or big tournaments. I just can't. I mean, it's just not exciting enough for me.
Okay, I totally get it. Yeah. The Iran-New Zealand, I didn't watch the whole game either, but the Iran-New Zealand game was exciting, politically charged, as I just talked about. But this thing with San Francisco, with the Pride Night, have you seen this?
Yes.
Okay. You know, there is an express rule in Major League Baseball that you can't write on the uniform.
Right.
You can't write on the hat. You can't write on the, you know, nothing. So do you think that MLB should be reprimanding these players for scrawling the Bible verse on the Pride Night cap, which happened over the weekend in San Francisco?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Rules are rules, and if you're going to enforce rules, they apply to everybody. And so it just happens to be these are Bible verses during Pride Night, but they could do something else on a different night, and it's something that you got to have uniforms that people are going to follow the rules. And
But there might be other ways to get their message across.
Right. So you're saying that MLB is correct?
I think they are correct. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna enforce the rules of the game,
yes,
and the uniform rules of the game, they have to be applied to everybody evenly.
But what about the freedom of speech, though?
The freedom of speech, well, that applies to, you know, obviously if you're protesting government, protesting on a public sidewalk, protesting in a public venue, but not necessarily. You look, we have freedom of speech here, but if we take it too far, we work for a private company. Mm. We could certainly be suspended. We could be fired for any number of things we could say. So freedom of speech doesn't always apply in every aspect.
You and I are going to agree on this one.
Okay,
I think MLB was correct.
All right. But there's got to be another way that they can get their message across to players. Because they're being forced to, basically, and some of it is against what people believe. And so the Major League Baseball is sponsoring these events like Pride Night. Fly in the face of some people's beliefs, and yet they're forcing it down their throats.
So the names of the pitchers that did this, Landon Roop, JT Brubaker, and Ryan Walker, are three Giants pitchers that scrawled a Bible verse on their Pride hat. What they could have done, instead of scrawling the verse on the Pride hat to show what they were all about, their Christian beliefs, is offer a post-game interview talking about what they felt about Pride Night. They could have done that.
Could they? Can you write on your glove?
In your glove?
Can you write on the outside of your glove?
Probably yes, because I don't think a glove is Major League Baseball issue.
Correct. So
they could have done that.
Just put on your glove. Just put something on the outside of your glove.
Could they have done it on their cleat?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know the answer.
We'd have to look up the uniform rules on that one. All right, very good. Thanks, Gary. 6:40, 20 minutes before the hour, 7 o'clock. Yesterday, California Governor Gavin the Greasy Newsom accusing President Trump of ordering the U.S. Justice Department to investigate him and his wife.
In recent days, federal agents have knocked on the doors of family, friends, and former employees. Not because they found a crime, because they're simply trying to find one. They're demanding records. They're abusing the grand jury process, digging through years and years of random documents. Donald Trump isn't just coming after me because of my mean tweets. He's coming after me because I'm considering running for president. Because he hates that I've consistently called him out over and over again for his lies and deceit. Donald Trump is simply the most corrupt president in American history.
So obviously there's no love lost between Gavin Newsom and President Trump, but Newsom's just lying through his teeth like he does on a regular basis to California voters and to the American people. He's claiming that the president is targeting his wife, Jennifer Seibel Newsom.
And just in the last week, I've learned that his campaign has reached my own home. To get me, he's coming after my wife, Jen, a public servant, a woman who's dedicated her life to supporting women and girls. Someone who has done nothing wrong other than having the temerity to advocate for what she believes in. If they can't intimidate me, they'll go after the mother of our children. Donald Trump picked the wrong target. We have nothing to hide.
And we'll see about that. And again, this is all being focused to Trump, at Trump, because obviously he wants to be president in 2028.
To Donald Trump, who I know is watching because he watches everything, I have a message for you. You can subpoena my records. You can investigate me. You can harass me. Put my name on every and any enemies list you have, but leave my wife and family out of your personal vendetta.
So there's one problem with his whole press conference yesterday. President Trump and his Justice Department did not initiate any investigation into Gavin Newsom or his wife. The Biden-Harris Justice Department is the one that opened this investigation, and they did it because whistleblowers in California reporting some irregularities involving her taxes and related charities. Gavin Newsom's chief of staff recently pled guilty to several federal felonies. Maybe that's why he's pushing the panic button. And finally, do you realize how silly that you and the other Democrats look after the lawfare Democrats did to Trump? It's mind-boggling. Stay tuned. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. 57th anniversary in reporting traffic. It's Chuck Whitaker.
I know my nuts.
That's right. He knows his nuts, folks, and he sees a lot of them every day on the roads.
You've been stockpiling these? Somebody has.
We're going to release the collection one day.
Yeah, I don't remember all of these. Every, when they come up, I go, oh, yeah, okay.
Every producer worth her salt always has. We have blackmail on everybody. We keep a library.
Yeah, that's true. So,
well, when we say flag it and log it, what do you think that means?
Yeah, I do it.
Yeah, well,
I put in the work.
This and log this.
he thought we were just doing it for comedic effect theater or something.
I do it for everybody. I got cuts on everybody. Okay.
Wow.
So watch out.
Oh, believe me. I know now. Take a step back. Both the tunnels. Now we're up to about 10 to 12 minute delays and building very quickly. 95 is now backing up towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 895 is already backed up to around the Erdman Avenue ramp. Everybody's moving. Everybody's going into the tunnel. But today, busy traffic already on the southbound side. The west side outer loop early today is already slowing from 795 down to Frederick Road. Once you get into the area, Frederick Road down towards 95, that gets a little bit better. And then the Parkville side just changing the camera now onto Hartford Road, and that's just now beginning to back up there as you're coming over from Bel Air Road to Providence Road and through that area. The earlier wreck northbound 95 at Powder Mill Road, Prince George's County on the shoulder, and the backup now northbound is just about gone. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today and highs near 80 and pretty much the same for tomorrow. But we do start heating things up on Wednesday and a chance of more humid with a chance of thunderstorms returning on Thursday. Right now, sunny 56 in Ellicott City, 57 in Pikesville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Why can't you lick your own fingers? Why can't you?
Why can't we pee in public? We ask the important questions on this station.
Why can't we?
Inquiring minds want to know.
Oh, no.
By the way, today is National Fudge Day. I brought some fudge in for everybody to enjoy. To the
you know what to
table.
Do with it, too,
I saw that.
From Candy Kitchen. Some chocolate fudge back there. So enjoy it. Chuck,
why don't you put some on your car seat and leave it out there for you?
See, folks, you can just tell. We're trying to honor the man on his 57th
and
anniversary.
And he's burning us.
He is. It's amazing.
Oh, he didn't burn me yet. I'm sure there's still plenty of time.
The gratitude sometimes just escapes us all. By the way, crumble.
That's nice. That's nice. Escapes us all. Listen to that.
Crumble makes a new root beer float cookie. Wow, I haven't had a root beer float in a long time. Would you try it on a cookie? No?
I can't stand root beer.
Oh, you don't like root beer?
No.
I don't like root beer either.
I love
Yay
root.
For Chuck.
I love birch beer. Birch beer is one of my favorites. Arby's is introducing new Angus cheesesteak. So there you have it.
That works.
That would be good.
Thinly shaved Angus steak served with American Cooper cheese, thick-cut caramelized onions on a sesame seed sub roll. And again, it's $8.99 at participating Arby's. It's a big sandwich, too. Aldi's giving away free blind boxes filled with groceries. All right. The snack blind box, the fiber blind box for you, Maggie. The protein blind box, and the mystery blind box. Since
the further down you get, since the bigger the sound comes out.
Since you're so enamored with the fiber blind box, Maggie, here are the ingredients. You can meet your fiber goals without making it your entire personality.
No!
Packed with produce favorites and better-for-you picks, this box makes it easy to get more fiber into your day while keeping things delicious.
That's when you go out and she's sitting in the car and she goes, whoop,
whoa.
No.
Red Lobster, bringing back endless shrimp in a very different way. Now, of course, they have endless shrimp card. One lucky winner gets access to the endless shrimp once a month for the next 25 years. So that's how they're bringing back the endless shrimp. Well, they said it was endless, so it's never ending. So there you go.
Never ending shrimp?
Okay. I thought they were losing money on that.
Yeah.
Well, they were under the old model. Now they've changed the model where you can win.
They had a time limit?
Yeah, you can win an endless shrimp thing. Yeah, once
always
a month.
Always a catch.
Okay.
And always
and by
a
the
catch.
Way, the shrimp is not in the fiber blind box. I just want to let you know that.
You see,
in case you're worried about it.
He's making me laugh. I'm not saying about the fiber. I'm not obsessed with fiber.
What
you
did,
are.
Did we not catch you the other day eating a cup of fiber?
I eat it in the morning.
Okay.
But I'm not
out of a styrofoam
no
coffee.
No wonder they had a 2.3 earthquake in Bel Air yesterday.
I was here, though. I wasn't in Bel Air at that time.
Well,
yeah, but that rumbling goes way out.
It's the aftershock.
That's even worse.
It was an aftershock.
That was on the rectum scale.
Oh, oh,
very good. Very good. Damn near killed him.
All right, Chuck's here. All right. 6:50, 10 before the hour, 7 o'clock. So Gavin Newsom is whining and crying, saying that President Trump is targeting him and his wife. The Sacramento Bee is reporting two sources familiar with the investigation, several ongoing investigations in the Newsoms focusing on Sybil Newsom's taxes and charities. The probes originated from whistleblower complaints submitted to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Sacramento, California during the Biden-Harris administration. President Trump had nothing, repeat, nothing to do with this. And the allegations are that Newsom illegally did favors for a Native American tribe he had told to donate to a gender-focused charity operated by his wife, an arrangement several ethics watchdogs told the Washington Free Beacon was riddled with red flags and other legal issues. So there you have it. He got blown out of the water on that as well. 6:50, you're listening to Casey and Company up next. Is Fells Point out of control?
Authority, Friends of Glenn Gilhar, Brianna Gilhar Treasurer. Website, www.friendsofglenngilhar.org. The progressive policies coming out of Annapolis are wrecking our state. It doesn't have to be this way. Together, we can reopen affordable power plants and reduce burdensome taxes and fees. Our students deserve to graduate with marketable skills that includes driver's education and certifications for the trades. Early voting starts June 11th and runs through the 18th. Election day is June 23rd. Vote Glenn Gilhar for delegate.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County, because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, committee to elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, treasurer.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority, Friends of Kevin Ford. Amy O'Neill, treasurer.
One candidate has been endorsed by Baltimore County Police. Nino Mangione. One candidate has been endorsed by Baltimore County firefighters. Nino Mangione. Congressman Andy Harris said, "We need Nino Mangione on the Baltimore County Council. We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for council." Authority, Friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, treasurer.
Hi, I'm John Myrick, running for governor of Maryland.
And I'm Dr. Brenda Cham, running for lieutenant governor.
Because Maryland is a state worth saving. Together, we will bring down the outrageously high taxes and fees imposed upon us by our current governor.
We will educate and not indoctrinate our children, restoring Maryland's high standards.
We will work with law enforcement to bring back safe streets.
We will cut energy costs by at least 50%.
We will work to solve Maryland's problems, not just talk about them.
This is home, and we will not be run out of it.
Remember to vote Myrick and Cham on June 23rd.
Paid for by Marylanders for Myrick and Cham.
Cynthia Price, treasurer.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:53, traffic weather on the threes, celebrating his 57th anniversary.
Grab a Heidi.
Yes, that's exactly what he's done throughout all 57 years. Thor, and what was the other guy's name?
We have a new problem here northbound 83 at Chewan Road. I'm not sure if this is a wreck or vehicle fire, vehicle right dead center in the roadway northbound at Chewan Road. So right now, the northbound traffic from Warren Road is only in the left-hand lane. Two fire trucks and a medic unit there. So again, I'm not sure what this is exactly. If it was a vehicle fire, it's not smoking, but it looks like it is damaged on the northbound side. So coming up from Warren Road, stay to the left-hand lane. Southbound's kind of looking at it just a bit, so be prepared for that as you come up on top of the bridge on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, Fred wants to know, do you have any recordings of your first traffic reports, or did you destroy all of them?
No, I haven't.
You have them?
I have the original little reel-to-reel that Harry Shriver gave me from the radio station.
All right, we'd like to get that, a hold of that so we can play it.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I promise we won't doctor it or edit it in any way.
I need a sworn affidavit first.
Okay. It's in the mail.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny today. Highs near 80. Tomorrow, pretty much sunny day with more humidity creeping back in. Maybe some thunderstorms by Thursday. Sunshine 59 in the city, 58 in Parkville. New cell phone video circulated on social media appears to show a chaotic scene unfolding in Fells Point over the weekend. People running, ducking for cover. What sounds like multiple gunshots. The video was obtained by Fox 45. It appears to capture several shots being fired near South Broadway right before people began scrambling to safety. Moments later, BPD officers can be seen rushing toward the area with their weapons drawn. A longtime Fells Point resident said it was just a wild scene.
Look at this. 5, 6, 7 shots right off bat.
Yeah. And you can see bullet holes lodged in the walls of apartment buildings, glass blown out by rounds, local Chinese carryout. Ed Marcinko, he's lived in Fells Point for most of his life. He described it as just like the wild, wild west.
Wild, wild west in Fells Point. To me, this is one of the worst weekends we had that I can remember here in Fells Point.
A 31-year-old man was shot in the leg. Still no word on any arrest, any suspect, or have you. BPD says they can't definitely confirm the video is connected to the shooting that occurred Saturday morning in the 400 block of South Broadway Street, but it could be related. I'm thinking it probably is, unless there were multiple instances of gunshots fired. So this 31-year-old man suffering from a gunshot wound in the leg, he was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And just days after the shooting, as I said, evidence of the violence remaining, several windows along South Broadway boarded up, bullet-shattered glass at a Chinese restaurant in the nearby apartment complex. Appears to be a bullet hole can be seen in the stairwell. And Mr. Marcinko says what concerns him the most, really, is that this is no longer an unusual event in the neighborhood known for its restaurants, its bars, its nightlife, etc. And he said that Fells Point businesses and Fells Point residents say now they're really, really concerned.
We are so lucky that people did not get hit. People that are videotaping this, people that are running towards this chaos. Fells Point is dangerous now. I'm sad for the businesses, but it's getting out of control.
Yeah, shooting remains under investigation. Anyone with information, surveillance footage, or additional cell phone videos asked to contact the Baltimore Police Department because, it's just, they're asking for problems. And I would think that this is, if we're up to the BPD, I think that they would be enforcing the laws more vigorously than they have been. Let's put it that way. I think this is all can be laid at the feet of Mayor Scott and the Baltimore City Council. Where, look, I want folks who live in the city to have fun, to be out there, you know, follow the laws. I mean, we are not endorsing underage drinking, obviously, and it should not be allowed. But people that want to go out and have a nice night, want to have a bite to eat, or want to hear some music, or want to gather with friends, ought to be able to do that without being shot at or, harassed or intimidated by throngs of rowdy teenagers and some juvenile thugs. My good friend Mark McVeary is the Verse Mortgage Answer Man, and you've heard me talk about him and for years. I want to tell you something. When you sit down to pay your bills each month, is your mortgage still the biggest bill? I bet it is. And for a lot of people, they plan to have their house paid off by the time they retire. But you know what? Life happens, and some homeowners even start thinking they may have to sell and move because they can't afford to stay in their home that they love. And before you do that, I want you to talk to Mark McVeary. Mark has been specializing in reverse mortgages for over 30 years. He's helped thousands of homeowners right here in our area. He can eliminate that reverse mortgage, can eliminate that mortgage payment completely, put the money back in your pocket every month, allowing you to stay right where you are. And the fact is, you decide when you want to pay it back. It's the only loan that you can do that with. And Mark does his homework before anything moves forward. That's why his clients have no out-of-pocket costs. Get the loan done because he already knows whether the loan is going to work or not. So call Mark today, 410-788-7070. He'll make an in-home visit for you. He'll just talk to you over the phone, whatever you prefer. 410-788-7070. Mark McVeary, the Reverse Mortgage Answer Man. Coming up next, Spencer Pratt is unleashed.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour, Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. G7 summit underway in France. President Trump and world leaders tackling a variety of issues. Meanwhile, an initial agreement between the United States and Iran to extend the ceasefire is inching toward a formal signing. That's despite some questions over the fate of Tehran's nuclear program and an offensive by Israel in Lebanon that could prolong the fighting. California Governor Gavin Newsom responding to investigations that he says are being led by President Trump.
Newsom is accusing the Trump administration of targeting him for political purposes as he weighs a presidential bid. Newsom says in a video posted on X that in recent days, federal agents have knocked on the doors of his friends and former employees and have asked for records. In the video, Newsom tells his wife that he loves her.
You have not earned a single one of the indignities that he's trying to inflict on you and our children.
Newsom also has a message for President Donald Trump.
Mr. President, come after me. I'm not going anywhere, and the country is watching.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Military plane crash in California Monday.
A B-52 bomber crashed shortly after takeoff at Edwards Air Force Base Monday in Southern California's Mojave Desert. Military officials said a huge plume of smoke was coming from the scene. The military aircraft, a Boeing B-52 Stratofortress, is a long-range bomber that usually carries a crew of five.
That is Jennifer King reporting. There were eight people on board there. Were no survivors. Authorities say two people are dead after a base jumping accident in a Utah canyon. And Russia sending more drones and missiles into Ukraine overnight. 11 people have been killed, 53 wounded, many of them civilians. More on these stories, townhall.com.
About a month ago, I told you about the amazing new documentary, The Story of Everything, in over 600 theaters for several weeks and had tremendous success. Now you can watch it from the comfort of your own home through exclusive streaming access. For decades, we've been told we're here by accident. Life is a total fluke. But what if the actual science tells a very different story? Yes, The Story of Everything is a film that Hollywood would never green light, that atheists and the mainstream would rather you didn't see, because it explores the staggering math of intelligent design. For life to exist, the probability of creation being an accident totally vanishes. The evidence points to a designer and challenges evolution with hard science and undeniable logic. And now it's available through streaming with discounted pricing options so you can easily watch it at home or share it with your friends. Give scientific truth a platform. Simply go to thestoryofeverything.film/Larry. thestoryofeverything.film/Larry.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so there's been some improvement on 83 northbound. The wreck at Shawan Road now is pretty much into the painted out area on the right side. Fire department has left. The state highway truck is there. Trooper is also there. But we have three lanes now moving again northbound. So if you're coming up from Warren Road and Pedonia Road, you're heading up towards Shawan Road, you'll have no problems now getting by the accident scene, and the southbound traffic is okay. All all the normal delays pretty much already on the Beltway on the west side, on the Parkville side. The interloop towards Green Spring is filling in, and we're already up to 15-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer now with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cooler for your Tuesday morning. Temps this afternoon in the mid to upper 70s, even some lower 80s with mostly sunny skies. We'll be warmer on Wednesday and tracking more storms rolling in on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
57 degrees in Abingdon, 56 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A bicyclist is injured after being struck by a car in Randallstown. Baltimore County Police say the accident happened shortly after 8 p.m. in the area of Deer Park and Liberty Roads. The cyclist was taken to a hospital and is reported to be in serious condition, but there's no further information on their injuries. Police say the accident remains under investigation by the crash team. And a Maryland State Police helicopter rescued an injured hiker in Grant County, West Virginia, on Saturday. The victim fell while hiking in a remote area on Chimney Top, and a helicopter was requested to perform an aerial hoist rescue. The Trooper 5 helicopter based in Cumberland responded, and a rescue technician was lowered through a clearing in the trees to reach the victim. Once the patient was safely in the aircraft, the flight crew transported the victim to a hospital in Morgantown, West Virginia, for further assessment and treatment. And Mayor Scott will be delivering remarks at the Baltimore Together, a summit on violence prevention, this afternoon. The winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 504, the Pick 4, 9112. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you. Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're a contractor, before your next kitchen or remodeling project, talk to Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They understand what contractors need. Fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality materials that help the job look right. From cabinets to countertops, they help you get what you need without slowing the project down. Visit their Baltimore County showroom or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com and tell them Sean Casey sent you.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, here's a newsflash for you. Blaze Alexander should be playing every day. Since early May, Alexander hasn't been just one of the Orioles' best players. He's been one of the best hitters in Major League Baseball. A 1043 OPS since May 3rd. There are only three hitters who have been better. Shohei Ohtani, Nick Kurtz, and Jordan Alvarez of the Houston Astros, and those are the three best left-handed hitters in baseball. Alexander's been batting .410 since May 3rd. O's hitting coach Dustin Lynn was asked what's been most impressive about the Orioles' versatile infielder.
I think the way that Blaze has been able to just hit line drive after line drive has been really, really impressive, especially given some of the more significant swing adjustments that he made over the course of the offseason.
It'll be the O's and the Mariners tonight at 9:40 p.m. We'll see if Alexander will be in the lineup. Elsewhere in baseball, teams with two of the five best records in the league met last night on the diamond in Los Angeles.
This one drilled left field. Rojas, the pinch hitter. It's back. Shades of the World Series, Miguel Rojas.
Joe Davis with the call on Sportsnet LA. Rojas with a massive game-tying home run in the ninth inning of Game 7 last year. Saved the season for the Dodgers. Hits the game winner last night as LA beats Tampa 4-3 was the final. And finally, a stunning development in the case of Brandon Sorsby, the Texas Tech quarterback, admitted gambler, who has been reinstated by the courts and eligible to play again in the NCAA. Well, he announced yesterday that he plans to apply for the NFL's supplemental draft. citing it as the only viable and fair path for his future. College football officials citing Sorsby's potential return to the college game saw that as detrimental to the sport. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Big Dumper makes his return tonight. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrid. Coming up in this hour, a sheriff warns of losing federal law enforcement grants here in Maryland. The new city's school CEO is setting some goals for abysmal performance here, of course, trying to correct that. But our top story today, Spencer Pratt. Remember, he ran for mayor of Los Angeles. And of course, that the mail-in ballots just overwhelmed him. Almost got Steve Hilton, too. Almost got him. But we saw not only Karen Bass, the woman that burned down Palisades or allowed the Palisades, Pacific Palisades, to burn down. And she was over in Africa at the time on some junket. And Los Angeles was burning. And then the socialist Democrat, Rahman, is also finished in second place. So, again, this Thursday, we're expecting an opinion from the Supreme Court on whether it's election day or not. So that should be the big opinions coming out this Thursday and next week to close out this. And we have the birthright citizenship case. Don't forget that as well. But Spencer Pratt, he unleashed. And if you think you were done with Spencer Pratt, he reminded people yesterday on X that, enjoy.
Now that the campaign portion of my mission to save Los Angeles is coming to a close and I'm moving on to the next, more interesting phase, listen, I've spent a lot of time slaying everybody. I've ridiculed everyone on the roster. And I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take the chance to apologize
to absolutely nobody.
You think you can get rid of me that easily? I know a lot of dim-witted jerks thought I was in this for a grift, that I was going to roll up and leave town if I didn't get into City Hall.
It's just not fair.
Hey, morons, I didn't get in this for political power. I got in this to expose this corrupt machine, and nothing has changed. You enjoy your worthless meetings in City Hall.
Listen, you have all this information. You're running for mayor. Show what you're really about, or get the f*** out of the race.
I'm going to be lighting you up every single day, and now I don't have to worry about offending CNN viewers. I don't have a campaign laws hamstringing me now. It's war. It's 0 hour for Los Angeles. Angelinos are now stuck with two morons responsible for all their problems, and they have to choose between dumb and dumber.
Hey!
That's not a choice. That's the machine protecting the machine. And now every problem that plagues Los Angeles because of these two corrupt communists is going to accelerate, and the city will tumble headlong into the abyss. You have no idea how many major developers, hoteliers, business owners, entrepreneurs have been texting me saying they're packing up and leaving town. More of your favorite restaurants will be shuttering. That means less tax revenue. That means the city has to cut services. More potholes, less firefighters, less police patrols, more criminals, more drug addicts terrorizing your communities.
And we haven't ended it.
You have no idea how bad things are about to get for this city. Look at this place already. Weeds growing from every crack and crevice, graffiti over every square inch of public space, garbage, drugs, feces, burned up dogs, burned down towns, abandoned storefronts. This city is a mess, and you're about to reward the arsonist who torched a place with 4 more years of destruction?
I know he's very bitter.
My goal hasn't changed. I've been laser focused on stopping these commie animals, and I will stop them. If you think we uncovered a lot of fraud and evil in the campaign, just wait. We have some recordings of one of your exalted candidates doing and saying something that would make her resign in shame. I was saving it for the general election. Go ahead and pick your demon, certify your choice, and then you get to see it. So Karen Nithia, ask yourself, is it possible that one of your employees may have a recording of you doing or saying something that would force you to resign in disgrace? Hope you sleep well at night over the next 5 months, because you know who hasn't slept well at all? For for the last 17 months? My mom. All my neighbors in the Palisades. All the moms who worry about their kids walking past drug addicts in front of their schools. All the business owners getting crushed in the L.A. economy, worried that they can't stay in business and feed their kids. Angelenos have been struggling for years now, all while corrupt politicians and fraudulent NGOs profit off the misery and fleece us for the tax dollars. Well, now we're flipping the script. I want all of you awake at night sweating and worried about 5 a.m. when the FBI blazers bust in the door, breaking open your office, because I assure you, they're coming. You think your election was going to stop me? If you want to stop me,
you're going to have to kill me!
Somebody has an axe to grind. That just blew up yesterday on social media. Spencer Pratt. More to come. 713 traffic weather on the threes. 57 years reporting incredible traffic is Chuck Whitaker.
I'm concentrating on the rear.
Yes, you are.
One day we'll have to just go for about 10 minutes and talk about all the wild things I've ever seen.
That is true.
In all these years. The Beltway right here, looking at Wilkins Avenue coming up from 95 and coming down from Frederick Road. All the lanes are open on the west side. Outer loop, nothing major, but it's 795 through Frederick Road before it gets better. The inner loop at Green Spring, not too bad early, but that's going to change probably in a half an hour or so. And then the northeast corner is before Hartford Road, around to Providence Road. So again, the typical ride there. The new wreck in Anne Arundel County, maybe some lanes blocked here. Can't see it with the camera, but I see a delay eastbound Route 32 as you're approaching the ramps at the BW Parkway. So heads up for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast sunny today and highs near 80. And things start warming up with more humidity tomorrow with a chance of thunderstorms returning on Thursday. Right now, 57 and sunny in Reisterstown. It is 66 under cloudy skies in Ocean City. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, President Trump at the G7 in Geneva, Switzerland, met with French President Macron yesterday, discussing details of this settlement that is being reached and hopefully it's been signed already, but we'll know more about it on Friday. We'll get to that in just a second, but we do have an update on important traffic break. Here is Chuck.
Just spotted something as we ended there. Inner loop just above I-70. There's some activity in the right lane. It's kind of in that construction area. There's a little bit of a shoulder there. So coming up the Beltway and you're working your way up towards the area of I-70 and the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. Just a heads up, there's some activity there kind of crowding the right-hand lane. Thanks, Sean.
All right, you're quite welcome. Thanks for the update. President Trump saying the main thing is that Iran will not have a nuclear weapon, and that has been fully agreed to. They did confirm the deal's been signed. The strait's already partially opened. They're hunting for a couple of mines they've already found, but it's essentially ships are starting to go out right now. On Friday, it will be completely opened. And Trump continued saying, I think a lot of great things are going to happen in the Middle East right now. Talked about the plummeting price of oil and the stock market shooting up like a rocket yesterday. And the main thing is that Iran will not have a nuclear weapon. They fully agree to that with strong policing powers. They will not have a nuclear weapon, which is what it was all about, because they probably would have used it if they would have had it. So he said the details and the text of this agreement or settlement, whatever you want to call it, will be released in the next 24 to 48 hours. So it'll probably be pretty soon. I want to make sure that everybody is signed off on that. Now he's focusing on the Russia-Ukraine war that the Iran deal has been signed, suggesting that both, after he spoke with Zelensky and Putin yesterday, both are open to sitting down for a peace agreement. That would be a heck of a couple of weeks, wouldn't it? Again, an Iran deal that, you know, obviously has got to have some teeth. We'll wait and see. I'm not going to speculate. And then if we can get Russia and Ukraine to stop killing each other as well. President did say he'll slap French wines with a 100% tariff over France's digital services tax. Macron is defiant, but wine producers are very, very afraid because of what the French are doing to the digital services, our, some of our software company and things of that nature. Tom Holman was on Newsmax and Carl Higbee the other day talking about How many? Because we have all the, I think ABC said only 3% of the ICE arrests are criminal, illegal aliens. We have people like Wes Moore, Electric Bill Ferguson, Mayor BS, and others saying that ICE is rounding up innocent moms and dads, and they're not actually arresting real criminals. Tom Holman has the actual figures for us here today.
Bottom line is we say criminals, those who have a criminal conviction or pending criminal charges, which means we found them in a jail cell, locked in a jail cell, which means they're probably not a choir boy, right? So it was about 70%. Right now, I think we're about 64%. But you know what? That's a good number. For the people who say, well, you need to arrest everybody, I tell them, look, 60, you know, let's say 60-40. I think 60% criminal, 40% non-criminal is a good mix. I think it's better than 40% criminal and 60% non-criminal, but everybody's on the table. But they're constantly lying to the American people about who we're arresting.
Yeah, and that's exactly the problem right there, in that the propaganda, the media, whether it's the Iran war, whether it's ICE arrest, they are a part of the ongoing problem, as with the Democrat Party here, is in the good old U.S. of A. So 64% of all illegal aliens that ICE is arresting are criminal illegal aliens, including here in the state of Maryland. That's the way it went down 513 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 720, and joining us once again on the phone is Stephen Friedman, counselor at the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing fine, sir. Thank you.
All right. So this morning I want to talk about an unusual auto accident case. Where my client's in a rear-end collision and is injured, and also is charged with DWI, but still makes a terrific settlement. So how does all this work? Let's talk about this. So here are the facts of this accident case. This is an accident that took place in Owings Mills in Baltimore County. My client is stopped at a red light at Owings Mills Boulevard and Reisterstown Road. Fortunately, there are no cars in front of him. This accident happened during the day on a Thursday about a year ago, and he struck in the rear from behind pretty hard. Police, fire, ambulance come to the scene. As the police are tending to the defendant, they realize that he's got an odor of alcohol on his breath. They run him through field sobriety tests, and he scores a .14 and is arrested on the scene for DWI. Now, my client is complaining of neck and back pain. The police are talking to him, and they smell an odor of alcohol on his breath. And they also notice in my client's car there's some open beer cans. My client is very cooperative and admits that he's actually having a tough time, just had a divorce, and is coming from a bar and was drinking. So he goes to the hospital, gets medical attention because he's been diagnosed with a sprained right wrist and some neck and back pain. While at the hospital, he does consent to a blood test, and it shows that he's got a .12. So he is also charged with a DUI. So both parties charged with alcohol-related offenses. My client treats for his physical injuries for about 3 or 4 months. We are able to make a settlement with the defendant's insurance company, and I also represent my client for DWI in court. Fortunately, it's my client's first offense, so he receives what's called a probation before judgment, meaning he did not receive any points and it's not considered a conviction. This was not a great situation. However, we did make him a good recovery. So, you know, he was not the cause of the crash, fortunately, but he was DWI. So, folks, please be smart. Don't drink and drive. And if you are in any type of accident, please give us a call at 410-363-6848. And I also handle all of our traffic-related offenses here at the Law Office of Michael Friedman, whether it be a DWI, driving on suspended, or otherwise. Give us a call. We will go to work for you. And hope everybody has a wonderful rest of your week, Sean, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
Sounds good. Thank you, Stephen. Always great advice. Law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Check them out, maflaw.com.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane, Treasurer.
Veteran and lifelong District 6 resident Henry Siskowski understands the challenges families face every day.
With rising costs, higher taxes, and increasing fees, Henry believes Maryland needs fresh ideas and responsible leadership. He'll fight to make life more affordable, protect taxpayer dollars, and ensure projects like rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge are completed responsibly and efficiently. Henry Siskowski is running for state delegate to bring a new strong voice for the people. Paid for by friends of Henry Siskowski. Bridget Swink, Treasurer.
Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hard to believe it's been 57 years for our traffic reporter extraordinaire.
I'm not cheap, but I am available.
Yeah, okay. The king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
You can play that anytime because it's true. There's some slowing on the BW Parkway now. Looking at Route 100, we mentioned last time around, there's a wreck at the ramp at Route 32 eastbound at the Parkway. So one of the reports says the ramp from the Parkway onto 32 is also blocked because of that wreck. So that's adding to this delay if you're coming down from Route 100 at Arundel Mills and eventually down to the ramp at Route 32. This is, it looks to me like it could be a minor wreck, not a tractor trailer, dump truck involved on the inner loop just above Security Boulevard with another vehicle kind of crowding the right lane. We're getting all the lanes by, but it may change once we get the trooper in that area. So right now we're starting to see a little bit of a backup there coming up from I-70 just to make sure I would be in the center and the left-hand lanes. We're up to 20 to 25-minute delays now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, another one of our listeners, Scott in Westminster, wanted to know, in your glorious career, since we're celebrating America 250, did you provide traffic reports for Paul Revere during his midnight ride?
I was a stable boy at that time. And whatever his horse's name was, I made sure he was saddled up and ready to go.
Yes, you were. Right. Thank you, Scott, for that.
He said the British are coming, and I said, and Whitaker is leaving.
That's right. All right, see you in a couple. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine high and near 80 degrees today. Tomorrow, sunshine. Chance of storms returning to the area on Thursday as humidity starts to crank up along with the heat. And right now, we're 59 and sunny in Parkville, 61 in downtown Baltimore. Okay, so we're talking about what happened to Spencer Pratt. California has universal mail-in ballots, so everyone who's registered to vote gets one. Not only that, you can print your own at home in California. I didn't know if you knew that or not, but you can print your own ballot at home. And so they want to do the same thing. And now Natalie Winters has a great piece at Substack. Minnesota, a bill introduced there would write mobile voting technology into state election law, defining it as an application on a mobile device used to complete and submit a ballot in a secure, encrypted manner. It would also allow voters in jurisdictions that authorize the technology to receive ballots, instructions, and certificates via electronically, then return the ballot through the same system. The voting multiple voting project is run by a guy by the name of Bradley Task. He is a founder of the Mobile Voting Project. Deep ties to Democrats. And guess what? Not only in Minnesota, but in Colorado, Jersey, Vermont, New York City, and Maryland, there are bills percolating in the near future to allow voting by phone. How bad could it get?
Sure. Well, yeah, what could go wrong with that? With AI being able to impersonate voices and... What if you call in your vote, but then you forget and you show up on person? I mean, you know, all the stuff that they think we're so stupid. It's so dumb because it's like anything else in life... You have to figure out how to fill out forms. You have to show up at a certain point. Yes, if you have a doctor's appointment, you have to figure out how to get a driver's license to get in your car and go there. And you have to be on time or you'll miss it. I mean, you know, so we know why. But anyway, but I like the Spencer Pratt video because even though I know he's discussing specifically about L.A., he's sort of speaking for all of us because this is coming for everybody. He's fighting for his home, but I think it's a great example for the rest of us. His style is interesting. He's sort of a millennial Trump, but he's starting to grow on me. But it's interesting because I wonder what he's threatening. Is he going to challenge? I don't know. I think he's saying he's not done yet. It sounds like he's got some blackmail, whether voters care or not. I don't know. know. And I don't know. Does this mean he's going to challenge the election results? Does this mean he has some sort of other plan he's going to put in place? But, you know, he said, I'm doing this to expose. So maybe that's what we need. Just like Trump has exposed mm-hmm. so many things that we wouldn't have known about, even people that we thought were on our side or systems that we thought were honorable or clearly not. So I think that's what we need. And we need some here in Maryland.
Well. I think, and talking about Spencer Pratt, look, there's only one Trump, but I will say this. What Trump has done, he has inspired in some people the fearless gene.
Yes.
Whether it's Scott Pressler, he doesn't care what people say about him. He's got a job to do. He's on a mission to register voters, to get people out to vote. Spencer Pratt is on a mission now based on what happened to his mom and their home and his neighbors in Pacific Palisades. And it's sad that that had to happen to bring that out in some people. But I think I'm seeing more and more of this where people are becoming warriors. They want to make sure they go get into the battle. And we need to do that here in Maryland. We need more warriors in Maryland. We need more people to stand up for the voters and the people of Maryland. And that's where you have to keep in mind as you go to the polls here in early voting in person or June 23rd on primary day.
Yeah.
You have to not be afraid to make a change.
And exactly. Point, what do you have to lose? I mean, I think if he literally lost his home, you're literally losing your livelihood. Here, people can't afford to pay. So at a certain point, be brave because, fear is contagious, but so is bravery. What do you have to lose? And I also like how he said, look, I'm not really, he's not necessarily Trump or MAGA or conservative that he's saying. But some of this stuff is just at a certain point common sense. It should just be pragmatic things. I mean, the left has gotten so insane. You would hope there's enough people that will wake up, just like here in Maryland, where they're so insane. It's not sustainable. We're going to have a blackout. I got a letter from BGE, along with my bill, that, of course, mine is doubled to everybody else. But now I have a new flyer I meant to show you, I forgot. And it's warning about blackouts and all this. I don't recall I've ever gotten that warning. So now they're laying the groundwork that there's going to be problems.
They're going to screw up.
And then there was a list of all the things that they blamed, but it wasn't BGE's fault. So anyway. But the point is, this is not, so we need to set up.
Good
we need
PR.
Outsiders. We need people that are just like, look, in a blue state, you need to be pragmatic, and these are issues that affect everybody.
What's hard is, where President Trump has now made it difficult for me and many others, is the career politician, the regular politician, again, they don't have the guts. And Trump and outside people, business people, people like Spencer Pratt and others, they're the ones that we have to look to now to start the next chapter. And who's going to take up the reins? We'll have to wait and see. All right, Kristen, thanks so much. Appreciate that. 7:30. News headlines now with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The Maryland Comptroller's Office has announced the expansion of Maryland Tax Connect. Beginning September 1st, Maryland Tax Connect will expand to serve individual taxpayers, marking the first system-wide modernization of the state's tax infrastructure in more than 30 years. The portal is already used by Maryland businesses to file returns, manage accounts, and communicate directly with the Comptroller's Office. The new portal for individuals will offer users real-time account balances, complete filing history, and expanded self-service tools. And Fox 45 reports that Baltimore City homeowners who have long called for property tax relief could see higher tax bills under a city council-approved change to the homestead tax credit, even as leaders push a separate plan to slightly cut the property tax rate. On Monday, the city council approved a measure raising the cap on the homestead tax credit from 4% to 5%. The change means a larger portion of a home's value can become taxable. And federal attorneys in Maryland have filed a charge against the chief engineer of the Dolly, alleging he failed to immediately notify the U.S. Coast Guard that a hazardous condition existed aboard the vessel. The allegation stems from the events leading up to the Dolly's collision with the Key Bridge, which killed six construction workers. And a 2.4 magnitude earthquake was recorded in Bel Air on Monday morning. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the earthquake was recorded at 11:02 a.m. on June 15th. It had a depth of 5 kilometers, and there were reports of it being felt in Harford County and as far south as Baltimore County. And police released another photo Monday in connection with an investigation into a triple shooting in Federal Hill that left one man dead. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings?
Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway west side. Interloop right at the ramp that would take you onto I-70 westbound. That's a two-lane ramp. The right side of that ramp is affected. A pickup truck, another vehicle involved. State police are there. So with that, they're also kind of crowding the right lane. So you're coming up from Edmondson Avenue, Route 40 West and Frederick Road. When you get to Route 40, pretty well jammed up right there. If you're going straight through up towards Liberty Road, you'll have room to get by. You can take the ramp to westbound I-70, but you're going to have to go around the trooper that's sitting there and just kind of be easy right there at the scene. Now, a little bit further up, right after Security Boulevard, there's a dump truck and another vehicle involved there. They're crowding the right lane, but this wreck back here at I-70 is much more of the problem. And you'll hit that back up as you're coming up the hill from Wilkins Avenue and coming up from I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cooler for your Tuesday morning. Temps this afternoon in the mid to upper 70s, even some lower 80s with mostly sunny skies. We'll be warmer on Wednesday and tracking more storms rolling in on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So how's Jackson Holliday doing is the question. The O's young second baseman missed the season's first 53 games, placed on the injured list with a broken right hammock bone that required surgery in February. Well, he made his debut on May 19th, and since then has batted 197 in 24 games with three homers and 11 driven in. Batting coach Drew Lynn was asked how difficult it is for a player to catch up to the rest of the league.
Yeah, I've been really impressed. I've really enjoyed his at-bat quality. He's come out. He's done a really nice job, like you said, jumping on a moving train. This homestand in particular, he's gotten, you know, really unlucky. He's hitting some bullets, and people are just, you know, able to get their gloves on him for him. So,
meanwhile, it was good news, bad news weekend for the Mariners on the injury front. Seattle comes into the series against the O's tonight at 37-36, first place in the West, a half game in front of the Athletics. On the bright side, Cal Raleigh and J.P. Crawford are due back from the IL any day now. In fact, the big dumper scheduled to make his return tonight. Conversely, Randy Arozarena, the Orioles' killer, pulled up with a right hamstring tightness on Friday night, and he hasn't played since. He is listed as day-to-day. Also, Josh Naylor and Andres Munoz, the reliever, departed Sunday's game against the Nats as well. The World Cup in full swing and bringing with it all types of emotions among the world's fans of the beautiful game. While fans of Selecao, the Brazilian national team, are concerned with their squad's opening round draw with Morocco, their sheer joy and disbelief in the archipelago nation of Cape Verde.
Edgy clipping it in, Cucurella getting it behind to a dangerous area, it's hooked away, it's fine, just over, Bozinha makes the save.
That call was on Fox Sports. Spain, otherwise known as La Roja, out shooting the Blue Sharks of Cape Verde 27-6, but 40-year-old goalkeeper Vojinha with seven saves, many of the spectacular variety. Cape Verde, the 64th-ranked team in the world, plays third-ranked Spain to a 0-0 tie. In fact, all four games ended in a draw yesterday, including Iran against New Zealand in Los Angeles. And finally, the World Cup overshadowing the fact that it's U.S. Open week at Shinnecock in Southampton, New York. The world's number one, Scottie Scheffler, one win away from completing golf's career Grand Slam. A pair of wins at the Masters, a PGA Championship, and an Open Championship victory leaves the U.S. Open as the only one of the sport's four majors that the 29-year-old has yet to conquer. But history says it's no small task. Only Gene Sarazen, Ben Hogan, Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and now Rory McIlroy have won all four tournaments. The time now is 7:37. When we return, anarchy in New York.
I'm Bernie Flowers, and I'm running for Congress in Maryland's 3rd District. 21 years in the Air Force, nearly 14 as a senior civilian. I will fight for you in Congress. With four candidates in the GOP primary race, every vote matters. Early voting starts 11 June. The primary is 23 June. Vote for me, and let's get this thing done together. Visit flowersformaryland.com to see where I stand. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I approve this message. Paid for by Flowers for Maryland, Ed Burlett, Treasurer.
Sean, I did something yesterday that I don't think I've done in probably 20 years.
I don't even want to speculate what that could have been. Because the list is endless.
Yes, it is endless. I was at Wegmans in Owings Mills yesterday.
Yes.
And I checked out in the self-checkout. Right. And on the way out, they had a newsstand with what we used to call newspapers.
Right. Right. Oh, I see you're holding one in your hand.
Yes, and I bought one.
Wow.
For the first time in 20 years, I bought a New York Post.
Oh, that's the best.
And the reason why I bought the New York Post is because of the cover.
Right.
Our team, our title.
Right.
$3, by the way, for this.
Yeah.
And what spurred me to buy it was the fact that I was sure that inside the paper, they would be listing all of the arrests and torchings and all of the mob melee stuff that happened.
Right.
Okay, and so they did. And this is the early edition,
wow.
So I'm sure there were more.
An update.
Okay? Here is the early results in terms of the mayhem caused in New York. FIFA buses were trashed, 6 of them. A school bus was lit on fire. 10 cops were hurt. 63 people were in handcuffs. 15 suspects were hit with criminal charges. And a 17-year-old boy was also shot in the foot while 4 people were stabbed. And there was violence on the subway.
Oh, my goodness.
And this is the early edition, Sean.
Yeah. Well, you know where that didn't happen?
In Baltimore.
In Carolina. They lifted the Stanley Cup.
Yeah,
and
they kissed it. They drank from it.
They did all they did, and there was none of that occurred in the streets. There were celebrations. People were having a good time. None of that occurred anywhere in North Carolina. So,
and that is a great point.
It can happen, but just not in New York. All right, thanks, Gary. New York Post. I love seeing that. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up, we have a contestant, all right, for Choose Your Fake News. Good to see that already. So Baltimore City Schools have a new CEO, and his name is Dawson. He came from the Philadelphia School District, Dr. Jermaine Dawson. Sat down with Chris Pabst at Project Baltimore to talk about, and this is an interesting clip, because he was asked, based on, Sonia Santelices is now exited. I think she's going to Yale or some such thing. The liberals fail upwards. That's what they do. Dr. Dawson was asked what he thinks. He lists, first of all, Chris, you listen, he lists all the problems, or many of the problems that Baltimore City Schools have, and then what he thinks the problem is.
Baltimore City Schools has the lowest graduation rate, the lowest attendance rate, the lowest average SAT score, the lowest English proficiency rate, the second lowest math proficiency rate. The school system has the highest dropout rate in the state and the highest rate of chronic absenteeism. Do you know what the problem is?
I won't say I'm just coming in, to be honest with you, Chris, but I can tell you that Baltimore City Schools, although you tout this data, I see data where it is making significant improvement.
Wait a minute. You got the job, and you don't know what the problem is? You've been working in Philadelphia, you worked in Birmingham before that, and you don't have an idea what the problem is or where the problems are? Maybe lack of parental involvement. Maybe teachers are afraid to teach. Maybe unruly kids in school. I mean, come on, Dr. Dawson. This is not rocket science. We pretty much know what the problems are. And then he went on to say that he's all about accountability.
What I've been championing in the district is accountability. You have to really be serious about outcomes for young people.
But Dawson's resume is a little bit checkered. His success in Philadelphia, a mixed bag. And then when he was in Birmingham, Alabama, a number of schools that were rated F increased under his watch.
How do you explain that? What happened there?
No, the number of F schools did not go up in my...
In Birmingham?
Yes.
They did not?
I don't believe so.
They did. They doubled. They went from, during his tutelage at Birmingham City Schools, when he started, there were 7 F-rated schools, and when he left, there were 15. That's the data on Birmingham, Alabama's education website, right from the website. And then he was asked, well, what do you think the reason is that, again, these schools were getting Fs while you were there?
We had a hard time getting students to come back into schools during that particular time. And it was the systems and structures that we put in place during that time that started to move this needle to get it to where it is today.
Well, I get it. A lot of people are blaming COVID because they weren't in school. That was based on the legislators that did that. But other school systems have recovered. Why not Birmingham? Why not Philadelphia? And then he was asked to define what success would be as it pertains to Baltimore City schools.
I want to make sure that we have increases in our literacy and math data, that chronic absenteeism is on the decline, that our graduation rate is moving in the right direction. I won't say a particular number, but because I will have to get into the district and see, but I will want to see upticks in those numbers in those particular categories for our young people.
Yeah, well, again, lofty goals. And I give him credit for sitting down with Chris and granting an interview because most of the previous city schools folks wouldn't do that. So, Dr. Dawson, I'll give you props for that. But again, you got a long way to go. And I hope and pray that you're able to turn things around here in Baltimore City. 7:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, we've got the man who is celebrating 57 years of traffic reporting today.
I ain't late anything.
That's right. Chuck Whitaker.
Nice. You're happy with yourself, ain't you? I'm glad this is only one time a year.
All right, sir, what's happening?
We're brought to you as a service of Lead East 2026, the world's greatest oldies party, Labor Day weekend. It'll be in Parsippany, New Jersey. Backups at both the tunnels, still 20 to 25 minutes southbound, looking at 895 right here. It's backed up almost back to Moravia Road, and 95 is backed up to Moravia Road. There's a report of a new minor wreck interloop between Green Spring and the JFX. That's starting to slow after the JFX. It's okay towards 83, so there may be something there on the right side. The new wreck was on the interloop at the ramp. That would take you on to I-70, so the right side of the road and that ramp are affected there. If you're coming up from Wilkins Avenue, Frederick Road, you're crossing Route 40, you can take the ramp to I-70 West. You just have to go around the police car that's there, and if you're going straight through towards Liberty Road, of course, you'll just stay to the center and the left-hand lane. The other problem was in the Fort Meade area, the wreck at Route 32 at the ramps at the BW Parkway. Join us for a mega shake, rattle, and roll Labor Day weekend with poodle skirts, leather jackets, cool cars, and concerts, including a spectacular Saturday night doo-wop show featuring the Jersey Boys directly from Broadway. Get all the information, hotel information, everything there. Visit leadeast.net. Get all that information. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, highs near 80. And starting to warm up a little bit for your Wednesday with a chance of storms returning this Thursday. Right now we're sunny and 61 in Glen Burnie and 62 under sunny skies in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. 3 stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you will be the winner. Something that Maggie Hunter has not experienced.
No, not
nearly
at all.
As much as Kristen has and yes. Chuck on occasion.
My God. I have no idea.
That's
no
okay.
Words.
But look,
you messed with
we're
me
giving
yesterday.
You
gave me Monday off, so I guess.
We're giving you an A for effort, though. You show up every contest.
Yeah, and I wake up every. What?
That's right. Mike and Govins is our contestant. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, buddy. How are you? Listen. I want to say thank you for the Star Spangled Banner yesterday. That was fantastic.
You're quite welcome. Appreciate that. Do you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll follow Chuck.
You'll follow Chuck. The question is, where would you follow him? Where would you follow him?
Oh, sorry.
Follow Chuck wherever he is.
Congratulations, too, by the way.
I appreciate it, my buddy. Thank you.
All right, man.
Here we go. Story number one. Sweden's parliament has passed a law that would revoke immigrants' permits to stay in the country based on bad behavior. And some of that behavior includes unpaid debts, not paying taxes, criminality, and links to extremist organizations. They're calling it the good behavior law. Story two, a North Carolina high school student was accused of vandalism and investigated after she painted a pro-Charlie Kirk message on a rock on the school's campus that had historically been used by students for this purpose. She was charged for vandalism because school officials didn't like the message. She's now been vindicated. And story number three, Democrat Party leaders in Washington took the airwaves this week calling for immediate reparations to be paid to make amends for the success of African-American Elon Musk. Musk became the first trillionaire in the United States over the weekend.
Because he worked for it.
And because he is from South Africa, it is the first time they believe that Democrats have demanded reparations from an African-American. All right. Those are your three stories. We'll start with Maggie.
Of course you will.
Fueled by fiber this morning?
Not yet. That's coming. It gets stuck in my teeth, so I can't, you know.
It's prickly. Thanks for sharing.
He's percolating at me. I got to say, I'm going to go with number one.
All right, Maggie goes for story number one, the good behavior law. Kristen?
I don't know. They do weird stuff in Europe. Not that we have
especially
any room to mock, but I think we go with number three.
Okay.
That would be hilarious, but I don't think so.
Kristen goes to story three. Chuck?
I think three, yes.
Chuck also goes to three. Mike in Govins?
Yeah, I think we're musky also.
All right. Mike goes with story number three. Nobody votes for story number two. Big win for that North Carolina student as she was vindicated. That is a true story. Story number one, Maggie voted for the good behavior law. That is also a true story.
Of course it is. Why am I here? Why?
For comedic effect.
That's what we keep asking.
Am I just your whipping post?
Story three is our fake news story. Congratulations, Mike, Kristen, and Chuck. Mike,
thank you.
Put you on hold, tell you how to get your prize. Thanks for playing the game.
Happy anniversary.
You know?
Look, it just means you have more of a life than me. I don't have a life, so that means I, you know, read the news all the time and look at social media. So maybe that's nothing to be proud of.
I have been right at times, so you can't say.
You have. No, it's not been. Your record isn't zero. I mean, I think you're down in the 30s, percentage-wise.
Percentage-wise.
But, you know, you're right one-third of the time, or roughly.
Oh, thank you.
That's not
you.
Bad for a major league batter.
Okay, that's right. You can make millions of dollars. Just not here.
That's real nice. You slammed the door right on her hand.
I'm telling you. Maybe I should go hit that fiber now.
That's right. It's a rough crowd.
300.
Maybe
average.
That's why my brain is foggy.
I like that.
Well,
just not here.
You just have you have to clear the fog. First step is stop eating the fiber. 7:50, 10 minutes from the RV. You're listening to Casey and Company.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, committee to elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, treasurer.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Ed Hale. Maryland families have had enough. Higher taxes, rising fees, and electric bills that keep climbing month after month. That's why I'm running for governor. To restore affordability, lower costs, and put Maryland families first. But we need strong conservatives in Annapolis to help get it done. That's why I'm proud to endorse Matt Fox for state senate. Matt Fox is a proven conservative who will fight alongside me to restore accountability and make Maryland affordable again. Please vote Ed Hale for governor and Matt Fox for state senate.
I am Matt Fox, and I approve this message. Paid for by Friends of Matt Fox. Fox, Karen Donahue, Treasurer.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority, Citizens for Patrick Dyer, Dwayne Verderam, Treasurer.
Nino Mangione here. I've spent the last 8 years in Annapolis fighting for you. I am the fighter we need on the Baltimore County Council to cut taxes, support law enforcement, and bring transparency to Baltimore County. I am Nino Mangione, and you can count on me. Early voting starts June 11th through the 18th, Election Day on June 23rd.
We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for Baltimore County Council. Authority, Friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, Treasurer.
Chuck Murphy is running for the House of Delegates to represent you and give Maryland a strong and conservative voice. Chuck Murphy will fight to lower taxes, cut wasteful government, the MPRP, and defend parental rights in our schools. Chuck Murphy will be a strong conservative voice in standing up to Wes Moore and the liberals in Annapolis. Join Nino Mangione and Maryland conservatives in electing Chuck Murphy delegate, Authority Murphy for delegate, Mark Travers, Treasurer.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
753, 57 years of traffic reportage. 57 years ago today, to the day, in fact, for one Chuck Whitaker.
I ain't no queen.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes on a Friday night. When you used to go to the drag races, you weren't referring to the same races I was at.
Yeah, I was down there on the Route 3 just hanging out at the gate. Want to go down this strip?
No, thanks.
Has anybody seen Mr. Casey? All right. Where was I? Oh, here I am. 295 South is cleared out now. The backup was at Route 100 from a wreck that was down at the ramp at Route 32. It looks like all of that is gone, and good news now, so that's definitely back in business there. Inner loop of the Beltway, if you're coming up from Wilkins Avenue, hit the tail end of this backup. Wilkins Avenue, Frederick Road, Edmondson, Route 40 West. It's up to a wreck on the right side at the ramp to I-70. The ramp that takes you to I-70 is open. You have to go around the police car, the state trooper there, and then you can take the ramp to westbound I-70. But they're all looking at it. It's a big delay for the traffic on the inner loop. It looks like the wreck, if it was there, inner loop at Greenspring is not causing any problems right now. So that's a little bit better through there. We're still 20 to 25 minute delays at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny today, highs near 80. Right now we're looking at, just a nice, beautiful morning. Sunny and 62 in Millersville, 62 in Dundalk. This news just crossing my desk and breaking. The FBI is reporting that they have arrested five suspects in what appeared to be a planned terrorist attack on the White House and the UFC event Sunday night. Just sketchy details as of right now, but apparently they thwarted a drone attack targeting the Sunday's UFC Freedom 250 event on the south lawn of the White House. Five suspects are in custody after allegedly plotting this multi-phase terror attack that involved using explosive-laden drones to strike buildings near the event and driving the fleeing crowd towards a sniper team that was then poised to pick them off. This is really, this is leftist violence. at its worst. And you can see what we're up against here, the true enemies of the United States of America, and celebrating our 250th birthday with this event. And they were, and obviously the FBI, the Secret Service, and most of our intel, criminal intel agencies were on top of this. I want to give them all the credit in the world as to thwarting this, what could have been a serious attack. The president was in attendance, the first lady was in attendance, and much of the cabinet in attendance as well. So again, I would just think for the rest of his administration, I would be very careful about doing anything outdoors, I'll tell you that. Let's go to the phones. Jeff is in Phoenix. Good morning, Jeff.
John, good morning. So what do you expect? And thank you for sharing that clip right there about the incredible FBI and our men and women who serve us, we the people. But what do we expect when the Uniparty constantly allowed from 2020 to 2024 the flood of illegals? But that's not why I called. It is early voting. I just hope that everybody realizes, I mean, this is an issues-driven show, an issues-driven station, and you guys do a phenomenal job of exposing and communicating what neither typically TV or other stations do. So, ladies and gentlemen, please vote. And I have to, I typically don't talk about sports, but I have to touch on this. Why, if someone simply wants to go and enjoy a baseball game, a football game, or whatever. Well, we have to say baseball because it's June and it's one sexuality month, which is insane in itself. Why do families having to pay the outrageous amount of money just to watch a bloody baseball game be exposed to this? And my last point is, you just played a couple of clips from, I guess, the new Baltimore City school superintendent, who obviously has no idea what he's walking into. And whether it's Baltimore County, Baltimore City, they're obsessed with resumes, and this one has done this. And I don't remember the last time in the last 10 to 15 years when either Baltimore County, I can't speak for the other counties, or Baltimore City has had a homegrown, maybe retired businessman as a school superintendent. And I leave you with this. I am still trying to figure out one thing positive the governor has done for Maryland, or anything that he says, because all he ever does is speak, but he never says anything. I know you're up against the top. Sean, I truly appreciate the time.
Jeff, thanks so much, and I agree with you. We shouldn't be subjected to these kinds of political messaging and the rest. Thanks so much for the call. You know, when we go out to a baseball game, football game, or whatever, but that's, you know, this is where we are. I will say this. There's been some pushback on a lot of this, especially with, I think, was it out in Iowa, I think, congresswoman or a city council person did nuclear family night or nuclear family month instead of pride month, and that the left just went bonkers over that. Hey, if you're not ready for summer in your backyard cooking area, then you need to head over to Town Appliance. My good buddies Mayor and Mayor there. They chance to see the best outdoor grills in your neighborhood. You can choose from Heston, Weber, Coyote, Exo, Lennox. Perfect for upgrading your backyard oasis. Town Appliance has over 70 different brands to choose from. They'll give you a shopping experience you will never forget. They'll help you find the best fit and promise to keep you on or under budget. So don't miss out on these amazing summer grills. Visit townappliance.com for more information today. Kim Stanley Stansbury is running for Baltimore County Executive. She'll be our guest coming up next here on Casey & Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour, Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. G7 summit underway in France. President Trump and world leaders tackling a variety of issues. Meanwhile, an initial agreement between the United States and Iran to extend the ceasefire is inching toward a formal signing. That's despite some questions over the fate of Tehran's nuclear program and an offensive by Israel in Lebanon that could prolong the fighting. California Governor Gavin Newsom responding to investigations that he says are being led by President Trump.
Newsom is accusing the Trump administration of targeting him for political purposes as he weighs a presidential bid. Newsom says in a video posted on X that in recent days, federal agents have knocked on the doors of his friends and former employees and have asked for records. In the video, Newsom tells his wife that he loves her.
You have not earned a single one of the indignities that he's trying to inflict on you and our children.
Newsom also has a message for President Donald Trump.
Mr. President, come after me. I'm not going anywhere, and the country is watching.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Military plane crash in California Monday.
A B-52 bomber crashed shortly after takeoff at Edwards Air Force Base Monday in Southern California's Mojave Desert. Military officials said a huge plume of smoke was coming from the scene. The military aircraft, a Boeing B-52 Stratofortress, is a long-range bomber that usually carries a crew of five.
That is Jennifer King reporting. There were eight people on board there. Were no survivors. Authorities say two people are dead after a base jumping accident in a Utah canyon. And Russia sending more drones and missiles into Ukraine overnight. 11 people have been killed, 53 wounded, many of them civilians. More on these stories, townhall.com.
About a month ago, I told you about the amazing new documentary, The Story of Everything, in over 600 theaters for several weeks and had tremendous success. Now you can watch it from the comfort of your own home through exclusive streaming access. For decades, we've been told we're here by accident. Life is a total fluke. But what if the actual science tells a very different story? Yes, The Story of Everything is a film that Hollywood would never greenlight, that atheists and the mainstream would rather you didn't see, because it explores the staggering math of intelligent design. For life to exist, the probability of creation being an accident totally vanishes. The evidence points to a designer and challenges evolution with hard science and undeniable logic. And now it's available through streaming with discounted pricing options so you can easily watch it at home or share it with your friends. Give scientific truth a platform. Simply go to thestoryofeverything.film/Larry. thestoryofeverything.film/Larry.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The wreck on the Beltway on the inner loop at the ramp to I-70 is still there. They kind of pushed everybody off to as far right as they can. So the ramp traffic onto I-70 is getting by now with a little better shape through there. So it's beginning to loosen up somewhat. There's a big backup as you're coming up the hill from the Wilkins Avenue ramp. And it's going to stay there all the way up till you get by the accident scene. And then there's even some heavy traffic up ahead from there as you work your way up towards the construction area and up towards Liberty Road. The rest of the Beltway continues with the normal delay. The delays at the Harvard Tunnels will continue anywhere from 20 to 25 minutes with a big backup there. There was a report of a minor wreck heads up around I-95 northbound near the ramp at 395 as you're working your way towards the area at Camden Yards. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cooler for your Tuesday morning. Temps this afternoon in the mid to upper 70s, even some lower 80s with mostly sunny skies. We'll be warmer on Wednesday and tracking more storms rolling in on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
62 degrees in Randallstown, 66 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that large and at times disorderly crowds gathered in Fells Point over the weekend. Business owners shared with Fox 45 News images of empty liquor bottles and trash cans and pouches they say are being used to sell alcohol without a proper permit. And Maryland's Community Trust Act is now law limiting how local law enforcement can interact with federal immigration authorities. But some sheriffs say the new restrictions could also put federal grant money at risk. And as Baltimore City Public Schools prepares for new leadership, Fox 45 News is taking a closer look at the man set to lead the district. Project Baltimore recently sat down with incoming CEO Dr. Jermaine Dawson to discuss his record, accountability, and how he defines success within a struggling school system. When Dr. Dawson becomes the next CEO of Baltimore City Public Schools on July 1st, he'll be inheriting the lowest performing school system in the state of Maryland. The winning Maryland lottery number, pick 3, was 504. the pick 4, 9112. It's 8:05 on Casey & Company. Steinhold Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. So how many times have you heard a comment like this from Orioles manager Craig Albernaz this season?
There's a couple spots there. We wish we could push a couple across. I think we were like 1-4, 1-4-8 with runners just going in position. So,
well, that comment made after the Orioles' latest loss, 5-2 on Sunday to the Padres. So the question is, just where are the Orioles in terms of the league and hitting with runners in scoring position? Well, the Birds stand 20th out of 30 teams, batting .241. But here's a key stat. The O's have struck out 172 times in that situation. That's a 29% rate, and that stands as fourth worst in the league. But it could be worse. The Mariners, tonight's opponent, batting .226 with runners in scoring position. That is third worst in the league. Brandon Young will take the hill for Baltimore, that .304 ERA at 9:40 p.m. tonight. Meanwhile, World Cup group play continues today with four more matches, highlighted by defending World Cup champion Argentina taking on Algeria at 9 tonight. Lionel Messi in the lineup for the white and blue. And finally, how about this story from the Baltimore Banner. A Baltimore healthcare worker dusted off his pads to help the UFL's DC Defenders chase a second consecutive championship. We're talking about Andre Mincy, who worked at Brighter Days Recovery Center, left the team after two seasons playing defensive end to take his healthcare job. But before the UFL playoff started this year, his coach asked him if he wanted to return, try to get the trophy. So that's what Mincy did. He took PTO, but ultimately the DC Defenders fell to the Louisville Kings. 27-20 was the final. And by the way, Louisville is coached by five former Ravens who were on the 2000 team's Super Bowl run, including Chris Redmond, Jamie Sharper, Brad Jackson, Chris McAllister, and Tony Banks. Coming up in 30 minutes, a World Cup coach has already been fired. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Early voting is underway here in Maryland and in Baltimore County. Heated races for county executive, county council, and so much more. Joining us on our newsmaker hotline is a Republican candidate for Baltimore County Executive, Kimberly Stansberry. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How's the campaign going?
The campaign is going really well. You know, I love being out there with everybody, meeting everybody, hearing, you know, what they want for Baltimore County. It's going fantastic.
And that's good to hear. So what do you think is the most pressing issue or issues facing Baltimore County voters as they go to the polls this through Thursday and then, of course, next election day?
I have to say safety is what I hear over and over again. People just don't feel safe in their communities. We need to fully fund and equip our police, our fire, our EMS, and our 911 departments so they can do their jobs effectively. You know, I will work with the judiciary and the state leaders to make sure that repeat violent offenders face real consequences in Baltimore County. We don't need a revolving door. We need judges to be accountable for sentencing decisions that impact community safety. We need to fully fund our police, equipment, anything they need, I am there. I will listen. I want to know their needs. Our fire departments should not have to worry about their equipment being broken. We need to fix it. When people dial 911, they do not need to hear, 911, please hold. This is what we have to fix first in Baltimore County.
You know, I watched as crime and that safety issue ruined the once great Owings Mills Mall. And, of course, it's now been come back in a different form. But the same kind of concerns are being expressed for Towson Town Center. What are your thoughts on how to fix that problem? Would you be in favor of putting either a precinct, a station inside Towson Town Center to help cool things down a bit?
Absolutely. I would back that 100%. I would like to see actually more canine units, you know, patrolling around Towson Town Center. That way, if there is any substances or anything that is there, we will know about it. Plus, an active police presence around Towson Town Center will help deter crime. We will be all out, whatever it takes, but people need to feel safe in their communities. No more saying, oh, it's fine in Towson, when people are getting carjacked, when people are getting killed driving through the circle, when large crowds just inundate a shopping mall. This is not okay anymore, and we need to do something about it.
Speaking about that, you mentioned some of these juveniles here that, again, we've had issues at White Marsh and at Towson Town with the brawl on York Road, et cetera. How do you hold the juveniles accountable? Is it them, or do you go after the parents? What are your thoughts there?
We go after all of it. You know, sometimes the juveniles are too young to actually be held accountable, but their parents need to know where their children are and what they are doing. The parents are a vital part of this, and we need to make sure that they know that what their children do, they will be held accountable for.
All right, more with Kim Stansbury. She's running for Baltimore County Executive. She's on the Republican ballot here during early voting and on June the 23rd. And we'll have more with Kim in just a second. It's 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Both the Harbor Tunnels are still running with the heavy traffic. Southbound 895 is still sitting pretty solid right here between Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road. And the 95 has been backed up to Moravia Road as well. So we're still dealing with 20 to 25 minute delays. Everybody's moving. I mean, all the traffic is going through both the tunnels, but we're just with that heavy traffic today that is just not breaking loose anytime soon. So very heavy traffic south, and then again right around 95 and 395, heavy traffic. The off-ramp that takes you down to the BW Parkway is slow. The Sky Ramp was a little bit slow. It looks like if there was a minor accident there on 95 north at 395, it's not creating any big problems right now through that area. Inner loop of the Beltway is still working on the wreck near the ramp that would take you onto I-70 westbound. With that and the fact that they're looking at it and there's a lot of traffic there, we're still backed up all the way down the hill towards Wilkins Avenue. So if you're coming up from 95, you have brake lights there. It's Wilkins, it's Frederick Road, Edmondson Avenue, Route 40. Doesn't get better till you cross the ramps at I-70 and move north from there. There's a new wreck also very close to the interchange in Howard County, Route 29, before the ramp at Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 55 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today, highs near 80, right now 68, and cloudy in Ocean City at 63 under sunny skies in Severn. On our newsmaker hotline is Kimberly Stansbury, running for Baltimore County Executive on the Republican side of the aisle. Kimberly, education is also starting to become a concern for many county parents, grandparents, et cetera, residents. And we're watching now as some of the county schools' performance is slipping It's not quite as bad as Baltimore City, but there are some warning signs. What can a county executive do to improve the educational experience for county children?
Keep advocating for a strong inspector general that has influence over the schools. We put $2.5 billion into our schools. Our children, 50% can't read on grade level. Less than 40% can do math on grade level. That is not acceptable. I've been in the classrooms with my children. My children went to public schools. We need to make sure that money is getting into the classroom to the teachers so they can do their jobs. But we need a strong inspector general to get in there to ferret out any waste, fraud, or abuse. Look, I would love to have a strong inspector general that goes in and says, everything is great. But until I know that for sure, I'm going to advocate for someone to oversee it. Because just throwing money to a problem doesn't solve the problem. We need a strong education system. I can remember when Baltimore County actually had one of the strongest in the country. And we will get back there because our families need that. They want their children educated. They want to live in a community where they feel safe. And we are going to do that. It's time for a reset. Not much, no more rhetoric, but we need real results. And we're going to get that. We're going to be transparent. We're going to restore safety, affordability, and accountability to Baltimore County government. After all, it's the taxpayers that put the money in for us to use to provide them with services. But they have lost faith that the county government is actually working for them. They need to know that we are there to work for them to make their lives better. And that's what we're going to do.
Affordability is a word you often hear, Kimberly, regarding you know, on the minds of many folks these days, skyrocketing electric bills and, you know, the tax burden. As county executive, you know, what would you do to either lower property taxes or keep property taxes low so that people can afford, you know, to live in their homes in the county?
The first thing I'd like to do is ask the county council to please freeze the tax rate until we can study to see where we can cut it. We're always looking to see where we can save the residents of Baltimore County money. The taxpayers shouldn't have to be on the line for things that are not necessary. Look, we need to make sure that when we do things, that the first question, will it benefit the community? Is it the right thing to do? Does it make financial sense, and can we actually afford it? So we need to look at these issues and see. I would love to have a decrease in taxes for our elderly who have paid for their homes, who have paid taxes on their homes, and now it's time to give them a break. But we will look into it. We will study it and see if we can't make that happen. I can't make promises until I get in there and see what the budget actually says. But if there's any way possible, that is something I want to do.
Many of the Democrat candidates have proclaimed ICE to be persona non grata in the county and have either passed resolutions or have vowed that they won't work with federal agents to remove criminal illegal aliens from the streets of Baltimore County. What are your policies and how would you approach that?
When a criminal is detained by Baltimore County, they go to the detention center. Federal mandate, we signed an MOU. It says that we will pick up the phone and we will call the federal government and say, we have this person. After that, we transfer them to federal custody. Very minimal risk at that point, agency to agency. At that time, we no longer have to house them, feed them, clothe them, and meet their medical needs. That's a financial burden off of Baltimore County. Right now it says we're not going to do that. We're going to release them back into the community. Well, that detainment remains in place. They now know that this person is somewhere in Baltimore County. They're going to come to serve that detainer in the community, and they're not coming one. They are coming with an entire task force. So that makes the community less safe. I want to keep our community safe. Let me tell you, by not cooperating with federal law, we are putting at risk $500 million for Baltimore County. What do you want cut? Because we cannot afford to lose $500 million because we will not cooperate with a federal law.
And lastly, Kim, you're breaking up there, your cell phone. Let's see if we can get your information. Where do people go to find out more information about your policies and how do they support, donate, et cetera?
ElectKimStansbury.com,
is that what it was?
Place to donate and a place to...
Yeah, just give us the address one more time, please.
www.electkimstansbury.org.
.org. Very good. Kim, best of luck to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
All right. It's going to be a good day here in Bounty.
Take care. Appreciate you the call. It's 8:21. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
One of our listeners says he can't imagine celebrating 57 years as a career in traffic.
You know how to get off.
Yes, that's apparently what happens. All right, there he is, ladies and gentlemen. Look, nice, Johnson.
That's real nice.
The ramp. We're talking about the ramp, folks.
Yeah, I'd like to give you the ramp. Southbound. This is unbelievable, folks. This is elder abuse. Where's Gelfman? Get him on the lawn. Southbound on I-97. Your backup is here. It's here every day. Right there at Route 32, coming down from Benfield, coming down from Odenton and Gambrels through there. Gets better after the bridge at 178. No complaints at the Bay Bridge. 3 open westbound, 2 open on the eastbound side, and then clear at the Severn River Bridge. There was a new wreck, Liberty Road at Northern Parkway. The fire department said they saw it, and then they said it might have been a little fisticuffs getting ready to happen there. So it looks like the cage match over at the White House. So a couple of people there were a little angry with each other. It looks like the wreck now from the interloop near the ramp at I-70 may have cleared because the backup at Route 40 was beginning to ease up. But we still have heavy traffic coming up the Beltway from Wilkins Avenue. We're still in the area of 20-minute delays plus going south into both the Harvard tunnels.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, another one of our listeners, Dan, he says, Sean, my wife and I have been listening to CBM and the traffic reports of CWIT since you started with WCBM. We now live in Florida, Pinellas County, wondering what stations that Chuck's on in our listening area. Congratulations on 57 years.
Thank you. 99.9. FM.
Mm-hmm.
There's a station in Clearwater, WTAN. How you like that? That's been there since the 30s.
Are you the
Tan Talk?
Are you the poster boy for Tan?
Yes, I am. That's why I told you I'd be off on Friday.
I did ask, folks.
You did.
All right.
And what did I tell you?
You said yes. You yes. are. You're so, you're extremely 13, tan.
1340 in Clearwater, if you want to hear that, or 99.9 Conservative Talk.
All right.
In beautiful downtown Brooksville.
You're part of the tan clan, as they say.
All right. I'm like the little guy in the Coppertone ad.
That's not a girl?
I know, but I had a new one done.
Oh, okay.
So still the same shot. Nobody ever bought it, though. That's the problem.
That's right. All right. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. From the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem, it is time for that's Fort McHenry to mark the 250th birthday of America. By the Smile Design Center on June 16, 1858, newly nominated senatorial candidate Abraham Lincoln addresses the Illinois Republican Convention and warns the nation faces a crisis that could destroy the Union. Speaking to more than 1,000 delegates in an ominous tone, Lincoln paraphrased a passage from the New Testament, "A house divided against itself cannot stand." The issue dividing the nation was slavery's place in the growing Western territories and the extent of federal power over individual states' rights. Lincoln declared that not only the federal government had the power to end slavery, while the southern states relied on the economy and lifestyle dependent upon the labor provided by enslaved African Americans. The North opposed slavery. The northern states also considered industrialization and manufacturing the key to America's economic future, not farming. And with the advance of new states in the Union, such as Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska, they brought to a head an unresolved conflict over which government entity, state or federal, should make the final decision regarding slavery. For his part, Lincoln firmly believed that slavery was immoral and was wholly incompatible with the principles of the Declaration of Independence embodied in the phrase, "All men are created equal." However, Lincoln prioritized preserving the Union above all else. It would ultimately cost him his senatorial election. He would go on to lose to the more moderate Stephen Douglas, who advocated states' sovereignty. But Lincoln's eloquent speech earned him national attention, and his strong showing in the polls encouraged the people to back his ultimately successful bid for the presidency in 1860. And that is a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you'll get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that could be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now. now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
Coming up next, Baltimore County Executive Democrat candidates score off against each other. It's 8:30, time for news headlines with Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. The chief engineer of the cargo ship that caused the collapse of the Key Bridge has been charged. He's facing a federal charge of violating the Ports and Waterways Safety Act. A deferred prosecution agreement has been reached, meaning the charge could be dismissed if he complies with certain terms. Prosecutors allege he knowingly and willfully failed to notify the U.S. Coast Guard about hazardous conditions on the Dolly before the 2024 collapse that killed six road workers. In May, an unsealed indictment revealed criminal against the ship's owner and operator. And Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott will be signing a bill today that will set clear zoning standards for smoke shops in the city. The city council bill will regulate the distance smoke shops can be from schools, recreation centers, and parks, and it will set how far apart the shops can be from one another. Smoke shops that are already in business but not within the new zoning limits will have 2 years to close. City Council President Zeke Cohen and Councilman Zach Blanchard will join the mayor for the 11 a.m. bill signing. And a Dundalk man has been convicted in connection with a 2025 shootout in Baltimore's Federal Hill neighborhood. Deontay White was found guilty of firing 16 shots in the gun battle between the occupants of two vehicles in the 1500 block of South Hanover Street. A 32-year-old man was injured in the shooting. White could face a prison sentence of up to 70 years when he is sentenced on September 17th. And he's also facing an additional 15 years for violating his probation in a Baltimore County case. City State's Attorney Ivan Bates says this conviction sends a clear message that reckless acts of retaliatory gun violence will not be tolerated. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis at today's Moment of Truth. There's a movement afoot among evangelical Christians to elect pastors to public office. As good as that may sound to some, let me be clear that as a pastor myself, I do not support this plan of action. Ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ are called to preach. We're called to shepherd our flocks, not to make compromises and backroom deals with special interest groups. What we do is not a job, it's a calling, and we're called to lead others to Christ and then teach them to truths found in God's Word. If all the good pastors leave their pulpits for politics, who will be left to instruct God's people? We already have a shortage of good people in the ministry. I'm all for Christians holding public office, and I will support any of you who want to run, but don't ask me to forsake the Great Commission for the Great Society. That's not going to happen. You can hear all of our Moments of Truth on CubHillChurch.org/IDOT. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're traveling right there at the city-county line, there was a wreck at Liberty Road at Northern Parkway. I'm sure police are there by now. There was a new wreck in Catonsville. Just came in 1800 block of Frederick Road. The local traffic there outside the Beltway. You want to keep an eye out for that. And then the wreck on Route 29 around the ramp at 103. That's very close to the ramp at 29 and Route 100. The Beltway still improving. Slow recovery from the wreck earlier on the inner loop near I-70. The inner loop through Greenspring is slow. The Parkville side still backed up. And all that heavy traffic is still going south, very slow, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cooler for your Tuesday morning. Temps this afternoon in the mid to upper 70s, even some lower 80s with mostly sunny skies. We'll be warmer on Wednesday and tracking more storms rolling in on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It'll be the O's and Mariners tonight from T-Mobile Park in Seattle as the Birds embark on a three-city, nine-game road trip that will include the two-time defending champ Dodgers. Brandon Young will make his second start in a week against the Mariners, hoping this one matches the last one.
6 ties the season high for Young, and he has gotten there as efficiently as ever. Ground ball left side. Henderson on to second base. It's the 12th ground out of the game.
Kevin Brown had the call on Mass, and the tall Texan went 7 complete against Seattle. Shutout ball in a 7-2 Orioles win, feeling very comfortable in the rotation at this point.
Just being myself more, being just really confident, being a part of the team. I definitely feel just a part, and I love these guys, and I think they love me too. And
first pitch tonight is 9:40 p.m. from T-Mobile Park. Meanwhile, in Sacramento last night, the big Amish continues to swing away.
Swings at the pitch, lifted in the air, out to left field. This one's going back. Valdez at the wall, and it's gone! Hang a run for Nick Gertz, a 3-run homer, and the A's have blown this open 11-1.
Benny Kavner with the call on A's TV. Nick Gertz, otherwise known as the Big Amish from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, with his 17th and 18th home runs last night. 57 runs driven in on the year as the A's drubbed the Pirates 11-2, moving to within a half game of Seattle in the AL West. Elsewhere in the world of sports, good news for the U.S. men's team. Teammates said that Christian Pulisic will be ready to go against Australia on Friday night. And after a 5-1 loss in its World Cup opener to Sweden, Tunisia has fired their head coach, Sabri Lamouchi. And a shocker. Knicks championship gear has set a record for sales, have set a record for any sport. Following their first championship win in 53 years, the website Fanatics reporting that the all-time sales have shattered over a 24-hour sales record period, peaking at over 8,000 orders per minute. And if you'll grant me a mulligan on this one, a happy heavenly birthday we missed on this show, happened this past Sunday, June 14th. That was the day that the great Tom Matty was born in 1939. Matty's career accolades include spending his entire 12-year career with the Colts in Baltimore, where he earned a Super Bowl ring, an NFL championship, two Pro Bowl selections, and a legacy as the NFL's rushing touchdown leader in 1969. But much more than that, Matty was one of the most beloved Baltimore Colts in the history of the franchise. Tom passed away in 2021 at the age of 82. The time now is 8:37. When we return, where do the O's go from here?
Hi, this is Rod Wittstedt. For the past year, I've been advertising here on WCBM, trying to offer Kim's listeners a very affordable rate of $525 for a will, a power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. Well, I can't keep that low rate up forever. If you contact me before August 1st, I will honor that rate. Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. Thank you. By the way, $750 is still a great rate.
So here we are. We're on a West Coast road trip. I know a lot of people aren't going to really stay up to watch the game tonight, 9:40 p.m. Certainly won't stay up to watch the end. But we're 73 games into the season. So by the time this road trip is over, we go to Seattle, the Dodgers, and the Angels. It'll be at the halfway point. There'll be 82 games into a 162-game season.
Right.
What's your assessment so far of the job that Craig Albernaz has done so far?
Yeah, it's a rookie year. I will tell you this. I don't know if you heard Jim Palmer and his criticism of the outfield coach.
And Albernaz.
And Albernaz, yeah. He's not a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, look, and he played the game, so he knows much more about it than I'll ever know. So I would take some IQs from him, but I just think that, you know, the team's a little bit better, but I don't think they're a playoff contender as of yet.
Yeah, I think that the criticism has really been coming the last couple weeks. You'll remember, first it was Ben McDonald,
right,
who had that rant,
right,
about analytics, the dependence on analytics. Albernaz was asked about that the next day, and he said, yeah, I mean, it's not the only thing we use, but yeah, we do rely on analytics because that's the way the game is played today. Then Albernaz ran into trouble with the Gunnar Henderson situation. He said that it was done the quote-unquote right way.
Didn't they discipline both the pitcher and the manager?
They did, the pitcher and the manager. Pitcher for 3 games, manager for a game. I think Albernaz is displaying rookie coaching tendencies, not only in the dugout, but to the press afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And the press afterwards is really important, because that's the message that's being sent to Oriole fans.
Right.
He didn't mean anything bad by the way that he said when Henderson was hit the right way. What he was saying was that the pitcher hit him in the gut as opposed to the head.
Yeah.
Okay, so quote-unquote, that's the right way. But that's not what Oriole fans want to hear.
No.
Like, we want to see the manager come out, and we want to see him protect the player, and we want to see him take an ejection if necessary,
right,
to show some spirit. but for the most part, we're not seeing that. So
yeah, I think that's a good point, because we're not seeing that fire that Earl Weaver would give us all those years. He knew how to light a fire under some guys. I don't see that in Alvarez. Of course, there are different managers, there are different kinds of ball clubs these days. So we'll see what happens. But I think right now, unless there's a remarkable turnaround, I think we're finishing out of the playoffs.
I think the future. Well, that could be. I think the future is now for this team. I still think they're a playoff contender this year. Now the wild card. I don't think they're going to be a division contender. But, I'm not, and I vacillate, as you know, Sean. I'm not as thrilled with the team as I was 10 days ago.
Yeah, but that'll change. Wait 10 more days.
Exactly.
All right, thanks, Gary. 840. You know, Vinny Steele's your home sold guarantee realty. He's going to sell your home for the price that you want and the time frame that you want. And once you sign on that dotted line, you sign the contract, your home is sold. That's a guarantee. And Vinny makes that guarantee because he's got, tens of thousands of folks there ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. And it's not a proprietary secret. He just works really hard to build this list. And they get a chance to see your home before it hits the open market in MLS. So now is still the peak selling time. We're in late spring now, heading in towards summer this weekend. And now would be the time, if you're thinking about it, get that home sold. Call Vinny, 410-709-7515, or online, VinnySteele.com. Tell him I told you to call. A political mailer stirring up controversy in the Baltimore County executive race. Izzy Patoka put out this mailer featuring a bunch of candidates, and he says it's responsible that he led the charge to add two seats to the council to expand the diverse representation in county government. And Julian Jones said, whoa, wait a minute. If anybody's going to be about diversity, it's going to be me. And here the two are went at it yesterday at dueling press conferences.
I'm not going to stand by and watch somebody twist it, as was mentioned here, try to rewrite history as if they are somehow for diversity.
I'm really concerned about the actions and inaction of Julian Jones. The action to hold political stunts 8 days before the election, the inaction to cast a vote.
Yeah, the mailer featured a number of African Americans, Latino women, etc. And Patoka saying this proves that we're all about diversity. But some of the people featured were not happy. They were not didn't get their permission, and they were not endorsing.
I didn't endorse it. I didn't approve it. But my face was on it.
I object to my photo being used in a manner that could lead to voters being leaving that I support his candidacy or his political messaging.
And Julian Jones, of course, rushing to the microphone saying it's not about him.
This is not about me. This is not about me. This is about the tens of thousands of Democrats in Baltimore County who were shortchanged. They were shortchanged because of a backroom deal that was done by Councilman Patoka and the Republicans.
Yeah, that's just amazing. It's not about me, but I'm holding this press conference denouncing it, and it's not about me. Of course it's about you. Come on, Julian. Come on, man. Of course, Patoka saying that he's just being silly.
He's just holding press conferences during silly season. And as you see on the handout, no names, only illustrative. I don't even see the word. If anybody sees the word endorsement on there, please let me know.
And there is no word of endorsement there, but there's an implied endorsement. And that's how dirty tricks are played. And I just love when the Democrats beat themselves up, that's always a good thing. Let them argue. You know, if you really want diversity this year in Baltimore County, vote a Republican. That would be the most diverse thing you could ever do. 8:43, traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic.
I don't know a damn thing.
Exactly, but somehow for 57 years, he's fooled us all, folks.
Thank you for that credibility check.
It's the only check you'll ever get.
I told you. My motto is, you can only be 50% wrong.
That's right.
Because if I tell you something's on the parkway and you're up in Bel Air, you don't give a damn about the parkway. So there you go. They'll think, wow, he's a genius. Let's talk about that wreck.
In the meantime, 95 northbound, slowing now. Looks like the construction may be underway now at Route 24. They tend to work during the morning and then through the midday. So it's a little bit slow there at exit 76 on the northbound side. Baltimore County with a new wreck. Falls Road at Hillside Road. That's not too far from Falls Road and Ruxton Road. The accident in Catonsville was actually closer to Frederick Road at Rolling Road. So again, that local traffic, watch for that. And then at one point, city police were there and they had a little activity going on at the wreck at Liberty Road at Northern Parkway. The Beltway still slowing. Still some backups. We're making a little improvement now. We're under 25 minutes. Still some heavy traffic at both the Harbor Tunnels. JFX, you're fine from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast sunshine today, highs near 80, back down to the 60s tonight, and starting to heat up a little bit for Wednesday. Humidity creeping back in the area Thursday, chance for some thunderstorms on Thursday. It's sunny, 69 in Annapolis, 63 in Ellicott City. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news.
Good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. A South Carolina family is extremely grateful to two deputies that sprang into action to save their baby who had stopped breathing after falling into a pool. The Greenville Sheriff's Department put it, to dramatic music, and here they are running up, doing CPR, and reviving the baby, getting the baby to breathe.
Ready? It's okay, sweetheart.
There we go.
The baby has made a full recovery and is A-okay. And thanks to the quick thinking action of those two deputies in the Greenville, South Carolina Sheriff's Department. Brought to you by Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you want to stay cool this summer, you need to head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills. They have over 70 top brands to choose from, and it's the absolute best place to pick up a window air conditioner or wall unit. They have top-tier systems from LG, GE, and Friedrich ready to go. Plus, Mayor and Mayor are always there to help you find the perfect appliance at the best price for your exact needs and wants. Take advantage of their flexible financing options today. Visit townappliance.com for more information.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, as we predicted, this is going to happen. The special session coming this summer. The Baltimore Sun, and we'll probably talk to Mena maybe this Friday. Baltimore Sun reporter Mena Ibrahim has told us that she has confirmed that representatives from Senate President Electric Bill Ferguson's office, that legislative leaders, including Ferguson, Governor Moore, and House Speaker Jocelyn Pena Melnick, will call a special session this July, right after the June 23rd primary election, to redraw the maps, redraw the districts. And they would consider a November referendum on a constitutional amendment that would remove a barrier preventing congressional districts from crossing the Chesapeake Bay. And the reason for that is they want to redraw the Maryland's first congressional district so they can eliminate Andy Harris and all future Republican representatives from the Eastern Shore. They want to draw that district, make it go right across the bay, pull in parts of Anne Arundel County, which has now become a Democrat stronghold. So that is that they dilute the first district of Maryland, and of course, CD1 would then, this would be for future elections. It would not be in time for this upcoming November, but 2 years from now, Andy Harris, if he would be seeking reelection, would be in deep trouble under the newly drawn map if it passes muster. And this all has to be done by July 31st in order to get the language, on the ballot, for this fall. And again, this would be for future elections if it did make it to the ballot this fall, constitutional amendment, and if it did pass, which I think 90%, if I'm not mistaken, it's rare in this state where some kind of charter amendment or referendum doesn't pass, because it's just the money that's spent is just crazy. And what is outrageous to me is that you're going to bring back lawmakers not to basically address the skyrocketing electric bills here in Maryland, not to address the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland and the affordability crisis that we're seeing. We have an energy crisis. We have an affordability crisis. We have people leaving the state. They can't retire here. We have young people refusing to move to the state, seeking jobs elsewhere. We have all sorts of issues. We have a juvenile crime problem in the state of Maryland. None of that is going to be addressed. This is all about politics. These people are just rabidly pure, naked, hardball politics, and try to put it once in a while to kill. That's the job is to kill the Maryland Republican Party at the congressional level, and they've almost done it at the state level. Because, again, they have supermajorities. It would require, a constitutional amendment would require 3/5 of lawmakers in each chamber, 29 votes in the Senate, 85 in the House. They have them. They have it. Republicans would be powerless to stop it unless they could persuade or convince. Are there any reasonable Democrats left in the state of Maryland in the General Insane Asylum? That would be a good question. We'd have to go one by one, go right down the list and see. But right now, there certainly isn't. 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. And coming up next, we'll take a look at the Dolly's chief engineer has now been criminally charged in the Key Bridge disaster.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority Friends of Kevin Ford. Amy O'Neill, treasurer.
One candidate has been endorsed by Baltimore County Police. Nino Mangione. One candidate has been endorsed by Baltimore County firefighters. Nino Mangione. Congressman Andy Harris said, "We need Nino Mangione on the Baltimore County Council. We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for council." Authority, Friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, treasurer.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County, because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, Committee to Elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, treasurer.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane. Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Brenda Cham, and I'm running for Lieutenant Governor of Maryland because Maryland is worth saving. Together with my running mate, John Myrick, who will bring down the high taxes and reduce or eliminate the outrageous fees the current governor has imposed on you. We plan to make energy more affordable by cutting costs by 50% within 3 years. We will fix our schools and refocus on education, not indoctrination. We will work with the sheriffs and police to make our homes and streets safe again. Remember to vote Myrick and Cham on June 23rd. I'm Brenda Cham, and I approve this message. Paid for by Marylanders for Myrick and Cham, Cynthia Price, Treasurer.
Afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the last time on his 57th, I should say, anniversary of what a legendary career this man has had.
I'm totally in control.
Yes, he is, folks.
I'm going to barbecue your ass in molasses. That's my man, Buford T. Justice.
The amazing Chuck Whitaker.
Southbound, both the tunnels still a little bit slow yet going into the tunnel here on 895, and then 95 has been heavy. But we're moving traffic southbound. Northbound 895 got a little bit slow here in the last couple of minutes, just coming up from the K-Trust Bridge, which is the steel bridge, into the plaza northbound. And then it looks like beyond that, everybody's coming out of the tunnel on the northbound side, on the north end, heading up the hill towards O'Donnell Street and the Hollibird Avenue ramp. So it's a little bit slower than maybe it should be, and that's 895 on the northbound side. Some slow pocket jet on the Beltway trying to improve. JFX is fine. Late accidents in the Catonsville, Frederick Road near Rolling Road, Falls Road at Hillside, and the wreck earlier, Route 29, before the ramp and the interchange at Route 100 in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today. Highs near 80 and 60s for the low tonight. Man, the humidity starts creeping in Wednesday, Thursday. Maybe a chance of rain again. Right now we're at 62 in Reisterstown and at 65 in downtown Baltimore. Kim Klasick live is coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. So today we have our last candidate interview until after primary, or yeah, election day, as I say, primary day, right. June 23rd. Derek Howell, he's running in Cecil County in District 35. So we'll talk to him today at 11 o'clock. He'll actually be here in studio. You know, interesting enough, I don't think I've ever sat down with anyone from Cecil County.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think this is the one county where I haven't really sat down with a candidate for an interview. So it'll be interesting. We are going to talk about, of course, Governor Wes Moore, the latest with this guy, taking credit, Sean, from President Trump. You know, the feds, they come along, they want to do something to help the farmers, and Governor Wes Moore slaps his name on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you kidding me? And then his spokesperson posted, and he's like, look what Governor Moore is doing for our farmers. And it literally says in the note there, this is federal help, federal relief. And here they are taking credit for it. He's got nothing, Sean, going into
November. He's taking credit for that when he shouldn't. He's blaming Trump when he shouldn't, because
exactly.
Trump had nothing to do with these energy increases, the cost in energy. And I love this delivering for Maryland tour.
Oh, yeah.
He delivered the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland. People should not forget that.
No. And I see he's still in the Eastern Shore area. I wonder what some of our listeners feel about that. If they think that he's really gaining some ground.
Well, he's
there.
Down there doing the early drawing of the map right across the bay.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me. But I wonder if they see him out and if they think that people really, truly love to see him there. I'd be interested to know about that. Anyways, we'll talk about that. And then also, Senator Bill Ferguson, they're talking about redistricting, a special session, possibly next month. So we'll get into that, too.
All right, very good. It's all coming up next. Kim Klasick live, always informative and entertaining. And one more last, not last, I'm sure there'll be many more. But I've been given a letter that has gone out to Maryland Republicans from Adam Wood. Adam Wood is running for the state Senate. He was in the Maryland GOP leadership. And there was some, I'll spare you the gory inside baseball. But anyway, he sent out a letter to some folks in his district. He's running for state Senate, saying that Senator Chris West is retiring. I'm running to succeed him in the Maryland State Senate. I am honored to have Senator West's endorsement. That is why I made an important commitment. As your next state senator, I will retain the experienced constituent services staff that has been helping residents in this district for 20 years. Meaning you get the same thing over and over and over again. He said, I'm proud to have earned the support of Senator Chris West, Senator Justin Reedy, and I believe conservative values are worth fighting for. Well, I can tell you right now, I'm a conservative, and none of these guys are true conservatives, okay? They are, again, especially West. He is a Maryland rhino from the get-go, and he's now picking sides in the Republican primary, which, again, this is, again, a civil war within the Maryland GOP.
Well, it's always funny. You can tell who's who by when the establishment always endorses themselves. You can tell who's all aligned. Again, this race was terrible. Maybe if there were other races where there are no Republicans.
Right.
But this was someone who was an employee, a member of the Maryland GOP committee. They are not supposed, they say, by their own bylaws, they're not supposed to get involved in primaries or endorse. He not only endorsed or was helping one candidate over the other, he entered the race to challenge other Republicans. There were already candidates, two other ones in this same race, and he's challenging them. And then he's getting the help of the Central Committee because they're all friends, and he's dating one of them. So how is that a fair primary? I mean, that's not what the committee exists for. And then now he's getting all the endorsements from, you know, all the whoop-de-doo establishment figure. Yep. It's so corrupt. It's so incestuous.
It is, and you have a chance to. And the way you stop it is you don't vote him in. You keep him out. Keep him out and send the message that you're not going to take it anymore. That's how you do it.
Amen.
Low testosterone doesn't just affect the libido. It can quietly drain energy, endurance, and confidence that most men realize before it's even happening. You start feeling it everywhere. It's in the gym, on the stairs, or how you move throughout the day. That's why Rescue created two powerful formulas for ultimate male vitality, both available this Men's Health Month of June. Buy one, get two more completely free of Prime RX. Promotes healthy testosterone levels, stamina, strength, and focus, while ActiFlex supports flexible joints and muscle recovery. So go to res-q.com, use the code FEELSTRONG to buy one bottle of either Prime RX or ActiFlex and get two more free. That's FEELSTRONG at 1-800-26-ALIVE or at res-q.com and use that code today. See you tomorrow at 6. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.